The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-esque menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Well, we're going to dispense with some of the normal pregame chat and get underway. Welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium as the Redmen kick it away. Here on KAIR-FM Horton Edge, 2 minutes early. The ball's knocked free. Rolling around at the 30-yard line to the rim. They're going to pick it up at the 30, 25, 20. Down the left side, 15, 10. All the way to the 6-yard line. We are started early. Atchison, Phoenix, kick the ball away. Lafayette, defensive back, Xavier Duncan, or the Redmen's defensive back Xavier Duncan with the recovery of a fumble on the return, and Atchison is going to take over at the 6. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're only 14 seconds in.
I'm going to tell you, my over-under is 24. I was talking to the principal before the game, and so there you go.
So the Phoenix will line up, and Bradley Anderson, the right guard, is going to be the last guy into the huddle. And as quickly as that, Atchison not only kicks the ball, they're going to start this thing first and goal inside the 5 or inside the 10.
Sophomore quarterback Jeter Purdy, about 5 yards deep, calling some signals. He's got a little wraparound handoff, and Jesse Greenley moves straight ahead and maybe gets a yard, get him down to the 5-yard line. It'll bring up a second down goal for Atchison.
Right there on the stop for Lafayette. Coming up was Hayden McCrary, a senior linebacker, making the stop on the play for the Fighting Irish. Lafayette comes into this ballgame, having already played a game as Missouri got kicked off last week. They were able to come away with a 13-0 win last Saturday. They beat Carnahan out of St. Louis. So Lafayette coming into the ballgame, 1-0. And now the officials are going to stop play for a minute. A player with a little bit of a jersey issue, but I mean, they got that squared up, and here we go.
Battle wide to the right side, the slot filled by Trey Carter. Wide to the left side, it's going to be Jared Parsons for Atchison High School. Not even a minute into the ball game, and the Redmen, Phoenix, have taken the ball and taken it away off the kickoff. They've got a second to go at the 5-yard line. Running back is Jesse Greenley to the left hand of Jeter. Birdie with the snap. Same handoff as on the previous play, down to the 4-3, maybe the 2-yard line for Jesse Greenley, the big junior running back, Jacob Enchino. With the stop for Lafayette, it'll pick up a third and goal. Atchison, they're going to say forward progress was stopped at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, right now Atchison feels really comfortable giving the ball to Jesse Greenley, the junior running back, and that time just pounds forward, and they will be set up with a third and goal from the 3, but got to think, they do have a good field goal kicker in Aiden Battle, but you're in four down territory, aren't you?
And Atchison's going to bring in a different look as they're going to run Sean Noel into the ball game. So the Phoenix looking at a third down goal at the 3. The handoff, Greenley bounces left, gets a block, corner of the end zone, touchdown Atchison! Jesse Greenley from 3 yards out, he sprinted to the edge, got a
shot inside the pylon of the Redmen. Atchison has broken out on top. 10-10 to go in the opening quarter. I'm not doing this on purpose. I just want you to know that. I'm going to get this correct. 6-0, AHS in front.
44 right now?
Yeah.
Some habits die hard. So, a touchdown on the very first possession of the ball game for the Phoenix, and now Aiden Battle will be in to kick the PAT.
Aiden right foot soccer style kicker. We've seen him. He's a outstanding kicker. The spot is down. That was a great recovery of a poor snap. It's down, it's up, it's good, and we got a timeout on the field. Early on, 10-10 to go in the opening quarter. From Amelia Earhart Stadium, it's the Ashes in Phoenix, 7. Lafayette, nothing.
A good banking relationship is built on trust. It's a valuable asset. We offer you quality financial service and common sense advice. We're here to help you reach your goals. When you need a banking partner you can trust, you can count on us. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Battle's second kickoff for the first 2 minutes of the ball game is going to go out the back of the end zone, and the Lafayette Fighting Irish are going to have an opportunity at their first offensive play of the evening, and they're already trailing 7-0. Here comes Lafayette quarterback, senior Jaron Sanders. And Lafayette, they're going to spread the field. They don't list tight ends. They don't list a fullback. They got one running back, and right now four wide receivers, two to either side. Quarterback is going to roll left, and he's throwing deep, and he's got a man. It's caught. 45-40. Count it. There's no one that's going to catch him. Touchdown, Lafayette Kingston. Oliver, that's an 80-yard strike. Wow.
Kingston Oliver showing off some wheels right there as the quarterback, Jaron Sanders, draw back, and I really thought he overthrew Sanders, but a nice high pass. Kingston Oliver caught it, hit the afterburners, and he was gone for an 80-yard touchdown strike. And as quickly as that, only took 12 seconds between scores.
Because this is your kind of football. You like a little offense, right?
Feeling Joseph's going to be worn out by the end of this thing.
We're having some offense here. Looking for the point after touchdown. Lafayette's kicker is Carter Hewitt, a sophomore, right foot soccer style kicker. It'll be held by Xavier Carey. And now the Irish are two players short. They run two guys in quickly. And here comes the point after effort. The snapback is horrible. The holder is going to roll with the ball. It just kind of throws it over his shoulder, and it's unsuccessful. We got a timeout of the field. We are 2:02 into the ball game. Atchison 7, Lafayette 6.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It's back. The featured blizzard of the month at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard. Real pumpkin pie pieces, whipped topping, and nutmeg blended in soft serve. Pumpkin season is here. And surprise, a second blizzard of the month, the Pecan Pie Blizzard. Those great blizzards along with the new fall blizzard menu, and you can't go wrong at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Redmond leading, with Atchison leading 7-6. They're back to receive a kick for the first time today. Here it is, end over end. It'll be taken to the 15-yard line. Up the left side, right up the numbers to the 20, 35, spinning, 40, up to the 43-yard line. That's Damian Owens for AHS.
Yeah, Damian Owens doing a great job right there, taking that short kick and able to just take it straight south, picking up as much yardage as he could, and they're going to mark him outside the 40, down at the 42-yard line. That's where the Atchison offense will take over.
Back out there is going to be Jeter Purdy.
For Lafayette, the Irish lining up in a 43 defense. Got two bigs in the middle with Jacob Incho and Leighton Burns.
Receivers wide to the right and wide to the left. One running back behind the quarterback, one to his left hand. Little wraparound handoff, skirting to the right side. It's going to be Trey Carter trying to get to the edge. We'll turn it up across the line of scrimmage to make his way to the 45-yard line. Picking up three tough yards on a run to the right. Atchison, second down 7. Quentin Garrett, sophomore defensive end for Lafayette, will make that tackle.
Quentin, a big guy out there. Look at 78.
Tell you what, Lafayette has excellent size up front. And watching them warm up, you know, there are 45 players suited up over here this evening for the Irish. Got some very good-looking athletes. 9:20 to go in the first quarter.
On the defensive side of the ball, we'll only start two seniors.
They'll put a wing over to the right side now. Will the Phoenix, the handoff is going to be some straight ahead running and running into a wall. There's no room for Jesse Greenlee. He was trying to work into the right side. Atchison's been running to the left side. Hayden McCrary makes a stop for Lafayette. And so Atchison's first try into the right side of the line doesn't that much.
Yeah, and right now we're seeing Atchison be very vanilla on the offensive end, right? They've been either running back right, running back left. And so now Jeter Purdy going to come over to the near sideline and get the play call from head coach Jim Smith on this third and long.
As an old quarterback himself in high school and college, Atchison head coach Jim Smith likes to talk to his quarterbacks, gets them over to the side. They take plenty of time, get the play into the game that they want. And now, on a third down long, QB's back, rolling left. Jeter throws into the flat. It's going to be caught for the first down. He needed 7, and the catch by Trey Carter was good for 8.
Yeah, that was a great job of rolling out by Jeter Purdy, buying himself a little time, and a nice route broken off right there by Trey Carter, the sophomore, able to pick it up just past the sticks and keep the offense out on the field.
Love an offense that has situational awareness. They know where they're at on the field. They know what kind of yardage they have to pick up, and Trey Carter doing a very nice job with that route. First and 10, Phoenix. They're across midfield now at the Lafayette 46-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Atchison leads it 7-6. Hand off left side. Little extended arm, stiff-arming his way up the field. It's going to be Coach Jesse Greenlee. He bounces outside, gets inside the 40, all the way to the 37-yard line. But we have our first penalty marker of the evening out there in the very middle.
So it's going to be a holding against the Atchison offense. Now, it did occur downfield, so it's not really going to back them up too bad.
Being assessed from the point of infraction, AHS is going to be looking at a first down at about 13, just across midfield. 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 7-0, Phoenix out front. And once again, you're going to find Jeter, who is in fact wearing number 2 tonight, coming out to run his team. Greenlee in the backfield. Fulfill a slot to the left side. Aiden Battle, the lone man, wide to the right. That is the wide side of the field. Motion right. Handoff is going to go to the jet sweep. There is nothing. A loss of maybe 5 on the play. That was defended perfectly by Eli Smith for Lafayette. An outstanding tackle. And because the jet sweep, I've always considered it a feast or famine kind of a play.
Yeah, you've got to get a good down block if you're going to run that jet sweep, and the problem was the outside linebacker read it right away. He got a clean release around the edge, set the corner, and there was just nowhere to go for Sean Knoll. Eli Smith, the junior outside linebacker for Lafayette, makes the stop. Now a 2nd and 18 for the Phoenix offense.
Out on the field now for Lafayette in the middle is going to be number 79, Benji Williams, and he is big. He is wide. He's going to be hard to run through. Jeter is back to throw. Gets a nice late block pass up the field. It's going to go incomplete. Just a little bit low. Reaching down, trying to come up with the football was Jake Rebad, but it was out of his grasp, and it will go incomplete. Hatchison looking out at a third down and long. 7 minutes of play, opening quarter, 7-6. Phoenix lead, Fighting Irish here at Hatchison. Coach, you and I was talking, this is the perfect place for a screen or a draw, right? On a third down and, 18 perhaps. Hatchison has been pushed backward now, back to its own 46-yard line. Third down and long. Jeter's back to throw. Fires one over the middle into double coverage. It's nicely caught. A little comeback by Jake Rebant. And while he picks up some yardage, it is not nearly enough. And Hatchison will be forced to punt the football away.
Yeah, he's going to pick up about 6 on the play. It'll bring up 4th and 12 now for the Hatchison offense. And you got to figure Eden Battle probably going to come in and punt this thing away.
It is a beautiful night for football here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Hatchison. The sun is already behind the horizon. Pleasant night. Here's the punt. It is away from the return man, and it is going to bounce at the 15. 10 stays in bounds to the 6-yard line. Outstanding work by Eden Battle. And once again, Lafayette will begin with poor field position, but because they've proven to me that they can score from pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, so for how crazy is this? For Lafayette, we're at the 6:19 mark of the first quarter. This will be their second offensive play of the night.
Yes.
So time of possession, very skewed at this moment.
Cosell always said the time of possession is the most overrated statistic in football because you got to score it. No matter how long you hold the ball, you don't score. First and 10, Lafayette out of St. Joseph, Missouri at their own 6-yard line. High snap, taken down with the quarterback. He'll hand off and straight ahead running will net a negative 1 yard. Trying to go into the left side where for Atchison, boy, big Casey Sutley doing a nice job of making the tackle. Loss of a yard, second down and 11.
So for the Atchison defense, they're going to be lined up in a 34. The 3-down linemen across the front, you're going to have Todd Daniels, Levante McGowan, and your other end, Casey Sutley.
On the second down long call, Jerron Sanders is back to throw from the end zone, throws a pass. It's got to be caught behind his head at the 10, to the 20, in the middle of the 30. Finally drug down a little horse collar, but no flag. What a great catch by Kingston Oliver. And Gus, had Atchison not had a couple of guys deep to slow Oliver down and chase him toward the middle of the field, he could have taken that 90 yards. He has dazzling speed.
Yeah, you want to talk about a player who could probably play on Saturdays?
Yeah.
And that's Kingston. And I haven't seen a whole lot from him, but when it goes to him, he's going to make the catch. And he has got outstanding separation speed. I mean, he puts a lot of distance between himself and the defender.
First down to their own 34. They're going deep. Again, it's a 9 route. And again, it's caught at the 30. But that time he had to extend. It falls to the ground at the Hatchison 25-yard line. The catch by Carlos Cortez. And that's a 45-yard gain.
Yeah, and that time they had a couple receivers open. They had the 9 route on the left side. They also had a deep post over the middle with Kingston Oliver. And right now the quarterback, Jerron Sanders, does a great job of lofting the ball up and allowing his receivers a chance to get to it.
Back to throw again. Lobby deep this time down the right side. Has his man at the 5, down at the 3, out about the 2. It's first and goal, Lafayette. Because it's pretty easy to see what they do well.
Yeah, and again, we're going to keep talking about this because Jerron Sanders is a smart quarterback out there. The senior puts a lot of air underneath the football and gives his receivers a chance to get to it. I mean, it's not that quick bullet pass. It is get some air under it, let his guys use their speed and get their separation.
With a single exception, it's not like Lafayette has big, tall, rangy receivers. Their receivers are not really, really big guys. Quarterback takes a high snap, keeps it himself, walks into the end zone, touchdown Lafayette. The snap was a little bit high. Sanders went up with one hand, was able to grab it, pull it in, saw daylight, walked on in. 4:54 to go, opening quarter. It is now Lafayette leading Hatchison 12-7 with a PAT to follow. They'll go for two, I would suspect.
Yeah, as explosive as their offense is, and off the missed snap on the last one, you would have thought they would go for two, but they are going to send the kick unit out, and it's going to be Carter Hewitt, the sophomore, out there to kick.
Hewitt, again, right foot socks out. The last time the snap was poor, this one is perfect. It is down. It's blocked by Atchison. The ball on the ground, and we have another timeout. 4:54 to go. We're in the opening quarter at Atchison. Lafayette Fighting Irish, 12, the Atchison Phoenix, 7.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Atchison looking for a big kick return, sending Sean Noel and Damian Owens. And because they are not very deep, they're settling into their own 15-yard line. The advance of the kick, end over end, it'll be taken by Owens at the 15. Up the numbers, left side, crosses to the middle, up the hash marks, out, bounces outside 35, bounces outside 40, breaks the tackle 50. 45 down the right side, 40 cuts back in the middle of the field to the 30, spectacular run to the 25, breaks the tackle 15. He will go! Touchdown, Atchison! How about that 85-yard kickoff return by Damian Owens?
What a job by Damian Owens! He caught it on the near side, had a wall to the right, went all the way across the field, broke through a couple tackles, kept his balance, and then walks into the end zone. A big touchdown for the Atchison Phoenix, and oh no. It's been nothing but fireworks in the first quarter of this game.
I am hoping that over the course of the summer, the Atchison maintenance crew, who do a wonderful job, got to check all the light bulbs, because we're going to need every one of them tonight.
Man,
in that scoreboard, they are going to light them up. Atchison back in front, 13-12. Battle for the PAT. It is airborne, it is good, and we're taking another break. Joseph, that spot button of yours is going to be callous tonight. 4:37 to go in the first. Phoenix, 14, Fighting Irish, 12.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Atchison will kick away, and for the second consecutive time, it'll go out the back of the end zone off the toe of Aiden Battle, and cut. We have seen some fireworks. Four touchdowns in the first, what, 7.5 minutes?
Yeah, because what, our first two touchdowns were separated by 12 seconds. Our last two touchdowns were separated by 17 seconds. So when we score, back to back. It's kind of crazy right now.
Here comes the Lafayette offense and quarterback Jaren Sanders. Again with Tristan Marty behind him. Handoff is going to go to Marty, and he'll dance up the right side, and a very late penalty marker comes down for the back judge, and is going to be holding Lafayette.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
What's your favorite offensive coaching idea? Something works.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, what stops you from continuing to run that play?
For sure.
And right now for Lafayette, it is through the air has worked for them. When they run the ball, they picked up maybe a couple, but now we have a penalty on a holding. They've really struggled to run into the teeth of this Atchison Phoenix defense. For Lafayette, you can tell, though, they're just more comfortable getting outside the pocket and deep.
Well, that penalty is going to make it a first and 19 now for Lafayette, back at their own 11-yard line, still well within scoring distance for this explosive offense. Quarterback Sanders is back to throw. He has all the time in the world. Rolling right now, has a man wide open, caught 25-30, right edge. Gets bumped out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And another, 29-yard carry.
Well, talk about a really nicely run route right there by Kingston Oliver. It was a little bit of a wheel route. And on that little shimmy to the sideline, he lost his defender. The quarterback was able to find him down the sideline. A really nice, crisp route for wide receiver Kingston Oliver right there.
Key to it all, we always talk about him, the men in the middle, those big offensive linemen who allowed enough time for that play to develop. First and 10. Lafayette, QB rolls left, sets up in the pocket, lob it deep. He's got a man downfield, caught. He's going to score again. 20-10-5, touchdown, Lafayette. That is a 59-yard touchdown strike. And this Lafayette team is incredible to watch.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure out something to do with Kingston Oliver, and I'm not really sure what it is. If you're going to have to bracket him with a high safety and keep everything in front of you, or if it's just going to be get a linebacker out there and try to jam him up a little bit off the release.
You've got to hold him on the line.
I mean, that's going to be the problem because Kingston Oliver, not only is he fast, he's a very good route runner. I mean, he does a great job, not just running by you, but the little footwork that sets you up for that pass. And right now, we're going to see Lafayette go for two.
Irish back up by four. They're going to make it a little more of a football-like score. Two-point conversion coming up. Sanders hands off to his big running back. Head down, runs over a defender, and is he in? It's good. Hold on. Got a marker at the line of scrimmage across the way. Wait a moment.
You got to think this is a formational thing. Yeah, false start against the Irish, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I was impressed with the way that running back hit the defender and literally ran him down. That was a strong run. But the two-point conversion for Lafayette will be tried again, this time back at the 8-yard line.
This time
they're going to bring the kicker back in, I think. They're making a lot of personnel changes, at least.
This time there was, we got 16 seconds between scores.
Oh, we're going to go to a full four receiver set, so they're looking to throw the ball for the two-point conversion. Two to the left and two to the right for quarterback Sanders. Wraparound handoff is a play action. A receiver. The ball tipped at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to go incomplete. And we have another break. Still 4:01 to go in the opening quarter. It's now Lafayette 18, Phoenix 14.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carter Hewitt getting to work out. He's the kicker for Lafayette. This one is end over end and again very short. Redmond are going to take it at the 27. 35, putting his head down, pushing forward, twisting, shoving, and nice return for Atchison to the 38-yard line. Really? I hear just peachy good.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that helped.
Okay.
It just magically disappeared.
So for AHS, first and 10 at the 38, their own.
But for Atchison, they have to be somewhat comfortable with the fact, at least, that Lafayette has not been able to convert on these PATs, right? They had the one block. They had another one just missed. They've had a 2 points that they missed. Right now, they're really struggling on those extras.
Handoff is going to be straight ahead to Jesse Greenlee. He will be met in the backfield and tackle for the loss to make a couple of yards.
That time getting into the backfield, making the stop, was 33, Hayden McCrary.
Phoenix at their own 36-yard line, 3.5 minutes to play, opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, 18-14. That's kind of like a lacrosse score or maybe a volleyball score at some point in the game.
Yeah, I say, I hope you went with the over here, right?
Yes. Second and a dozen for Atchison. Purdy will take it. Bootlegs left. Puts his head down. Crosses the 40 up to the 41-yard line. Give Jeter 5 on the QB keeper. That was a designed run, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know if it was designed to run that way.
Okay.
Right? Because the offensive linemen started looking back. The wide receivers kind of paused. I think the action was actually supposed to boot to the wide side of the field, but worked out. Jeter did a great job lowering the head, picking up the yardage at 3rd and 7.
You're an offensive back, and you see the lineman turning around and looking backward. You know something's gone really badly about now. They're trying to figure out where's the play going to go. 3rd down. Birdie goes right side, and his pass is going to be caught by a diving Trey Carter. Gains a couple of yards, but the play will be down where his knee hits the turf. It is now 4th and 5, Phoenix. Atchison will put its punting unit on the field, and retreating for the return will be Lafayette. And number one, Kingston Oliver.
Yeah, Kingston Oliver has done about everything today. And if I'm Atchison, I probably don't kick this really to him.
Take a minute, and they have kicked away. You notice they've been kicking him the kickoffs out of bounds. Take a minute, look at Kingston Oliver out there. Assess. I would like height and weight since they're not provided. I'm going to let you ponder that for a moment. Battle at his own 30-yard line. Takes a snap at the ankles. Kicks it away. Oliver gets away from it. It bounces to 20, 15. Rolls down inside the 10. And another superb punt by Aiden Battle will be down to the 9-yard line. And once again, Lafayette has plenty of green in front of them in their green and white uniforms.
5'9", 165.
Okay.
5'10", 165, something like that.
I would say that's probably pretty fair. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Lafayette on the road tonight has come from behind. They take an 18-14 lead over the Atchison Phoenix. And Lafayette has the football back. They like a long field. It has not been a real obstacle for them so far here this evening.
I think maybe more so than anything, they prefer to just have the ball in their hand, right? I don't think they're as interested in playing defense as they are getting out there and playing offense.
Well, they create wide to the right side, covered over here by Trey Carter. Quarterback is going to hand up to the running back, and there's nothing there. He'll lose a yard or two. Did the ball pop loose?
Yeah,
it did, and Atchison is going to have its second takeaway of the opening quarter.
Todd Daniels, the big nose tackle, came up, laid a lick on the running back right there, and then just stole the ball away from Tayson Marty.
And for Atchison, the Phoenix will have the ball in a, they have about 92 seconds remaining here in this first quarter. And Atchison, we're going to regain the lead right here.
Well, for the Phoenix, the turnover has been a huge thing. The opening kickoff that was fumbled away by Lafayette, and now deep in their own end, inside the 10-yard line, another Atchison drive begins. If you can begin drives inside your opponent's 10, that's a really makings of a good day. One to the right, one to the left, quarterback Jeter Purdy. Hands off, running back, mowed down for a loss of three. He had the pegs taken out from beneath him by middle linebacker Jared Crabb. Yeah, Jared doing a great job. Just kind of slid right between the guard and the center, got into the backfield, and then laid a hit on the back. So a loss on the play will bring up second and goal, but now the Phoenix backed up to the 10-yard line with a minute 10 left here in the first quarter. Plenty of time to get a couple more plays off here in the first. Atchison going from right to left in the opening quarter. Okay, look at you.
I wasn't too far off. 5'10", a buck 60.
Wide right goes Battle. Wide left goes Parsons for Atchison. They're going to run the same play, only to the right side, to the 10, down to the 5, down to the 1-yard line. Jesse Greenlee in his third and goal for the 1. That was an explosive run into the right side of the line.
And that time, Hayden McCrary, the linebacker, was able to save a touchdown for Lafayette. But Atchison knocking on the door. It's third and goal from the 1. And, again, I know you have a good kicker, but you're looking for 6 here, right?
Yeah, even if it doesn't go in on this third and down play. And first two runs of this series have been in the hands of Jesse Greenlee. I've got no reason to think that this third down carry won't be his also. 10 seconds, 9, rolling down towards the end of the opening quarter. Purdy's going to keep it himself. He will lean and push and lunge and twist and score. Touchdown, Phoenix. With only 2 seconds left. Opening quarter, Atchison is back in front again. Guess we're going to have a nearly 40-point opening quarter here tonight.
I'm telling you, you're going to get your mythical unicorn again.
Atchison bringing in its PAT personnel. Battle into kick once again.
In case you didn't know this, I'm going to keep it right here.
The snap was not good, but a great job by Jeter Purdy, the holder, to recover the ball, get it on the ground, and the kick is up and good by Aiden Battle. And yes, Joseph, we will not take a break right here. With only 2 seconds to go in the opening quarter, we will wait to take a end of the first break next. Gus, you've got to be proud of how the Phoenix has been able to battle back. They started off in front, saw that lead get away in a big hurry, but they have been right back at it. And these two teams have provided the fans with, if you're a fan, how much more entertaining can it get than this has been?
I'm telling you, this has been a fun first game of the season to watch. But right now, if you are the coaching staff for Lafayette on the far sideline, there are a handful of things that have to really frustrate you. The fact that you're going to end the first quarter at least minus 2 in turnovers, and you can't get that point after. And you're going to talk to Coach Osborne tomorrow, and he's going to talk about some of his goals. And, again, I have a feeling if you're going to win some games, you can't be on the negative side. You also can't be negative 2 at the end of a quarter.
Kingston Oliver, Carlos Cortez, the duo back for Lafayette. Battle's advanced. Kick is away toward Oliver, but again, he does not even look at the ball as it lands a yard deep, and 2 hops out the back of the end zone. Time it up for one more play in this first here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Lafayette's Fighting Irish will begin this series from their own 20-yard line, first and 10. Do you try to score on this down?
Sure you do.
I mean, I know. You're trying to score with every play. Every play is designed to score. I get
but
that.
Last time you handed the ball to one of your backs, they give it away, right?
Yes.
I mean, so right now, your receivers have been the highlight of your offense if you're Lafayette.
Receiver sideline to sideline. Here's the jet sweep, trying to get to the edge. It's going to go for very short yardage, and Kingston Oliver will be tackled just across the line of scrimmage as the opening quarter draws to a close. It has been fun. It's been exciting. It's been high scoring, and we got a long way to go. Time out of the field. after one in Atchison, Kansas. The Atchison Phoenix, 21, the Lafayette Fighting Irish, 18.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's a second down call to begin the second quarter. Lafayette quarterback rolls right, throws over the middle. It's going to be caught for a first down across the 30 up to the 35-yard line. Able to advance the sticks.
Malik Reed on the reception right there for Lafayette and for Atchison. It was Jaden Carter, the freshman, getting over there making the stop on the play, but not before. Lafayette moves the sticks. 11:52 left here in the first half of play. Right now, Atchison with a 21-18 lead.
This play is green 283, just in case you're wondering. They've got the board on the far sideline that telegraphs the play into the team. QB's back to throw, going deep. He's got his man. He's over the wrong shoulder and incomplete.
Carlos Cortez was looking to the inside. The pass was to the outside. And Gus, Lafayette had the match they wanted. Cortez was being covered downfield by
safety. Yeah.
But by safety.
Yeah. And that's what they were looking for right there. The receiver, though, instead of running just a straight fly, he ran a post. Quarterback threw the fly route, and the receiver just wasn't able to break out of the post into that flag.
Second down, 10. QB's back. Players run right there. What another spectacular catch! Kingston Oliver. He's only going to get 7 yards because he had to twist and rotate and throw his body sideways to catch that ball. But my goodness, he is a fine young athlete.
Yeah, you know what else we haven't seen from Kingston Oliver? We haven't seen the ball get away from him. Like, we haven't seen any drops out of him yet.
Tristan Marty, he's going to be the running back in the backfield. He's been there all evening for Lafayette. They haven't utilized him a lot because they have predominantly thrown the football. A minute into the second quarter. Atchison in front by 3, 21-18. Rolling left, and again, throwing deep. He's got his man, Oliver, 25-20. Oliver's going to score again, 10-5. Another Lafayette touchdown, Jerron Sanders. Kingston Oliver, 60-yard touchdown pass down the left side.
Yeah, and that time again, another pass where they were able to get Kingston Oliver a little bit of separation. Made a great fingertip grab and then walks into the end zone from 60 out. 10:42 left here in the first half, and Lafayette regains the lead.
Okay, you keep meticulous records and notes. What are the distances of the scoring plays, just the scoring plays for Lafayette so far here tonight?
83, 58, 60.
They can score from anywhere, no question about it. Going for a two-point conversion. Motion to the left side. Back to throw, Sanders, rolling right. Lots of time. Now he's going to throw back across his body, and we've got a marker down. That's probably going to be a hold along the line of scrimmage, I suppose.
So they're averaging 50.25 yards a touchdown play.
The holding call is going to be declined. And we have a timeout. Joseph, yet another, if you don't mind. That was our seventh touchdown combined of the night. 10:42 to go in the opening half. It's now Lafayette 24, Atchison Phoenix 21.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our show pig product. start with our show pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to show pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your show pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your show pig needs.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where Atchison takes the kick. Sean Knoll with a return for the Phoenix. And it's going to be superb field position. Atchison will be first at 10 of their own 42-yard line, 10 and a half to go in the first half, 24-21. Lafayette in front by three. Because we were talking during the break, Lafayette has left the touchdown. They kind of just let a touchdown get away from him tonight.
Yeah, but they missed two 2-pointers and missed a couple extra points. So, yeah, right now if you're Lafayette, you're thinking they need to be closer to 30 than 24.
Little ISO pass over the middle is going to be thrown a bit behind the intended receiver. It's going to go incomplete. Bringing up for the Phoenix A's. Second and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Tomorrow afternoon, huge game at Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus as BC will have its home opener for the 2021 football campaign. That will be hosting number 5 of the nation, Grandview. Joining us and me for the broadcast of the game. Pregame beginning at about 12:30 when the Raven kickoff at 1 o'clock.
A good halftime interview tomorrow.
Got a great halftime interview tomorrow. The man with the magical catch, second down and 10. Wraparound handoff, power run across to the 45-yard line for Atchison, who's going to go Jesse Greenlee. Gus Atchison, in the course of the last handful of years, has found themselves with big, powerful, strong running backs, punishing running backs.
Yeah, and that hasn't exactly been Coach Smith's style, but again, great coaches do a good job of altering their system and making it work. And he had, Cushenberry for the last 4 years, and now we've transitioned to Jesse Greenlee with a power run right there. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Atchison offense, just under 10 to play here in the second quarter.
They're just a little bit short of the midfield mark now, and battle will be wide to the right side, slot to the left. Jeter Purdy, the quarterback, gives off. They try that jet sweep to the wide side again. They'll cut back in the middle, and there's just nothing there. Looking to cut back inside, Jared Crabb again was right there to bring Trey Carter to the ground. Trey had an idea. He must see a little daylight. He thought if he could quickly plant that foot, cut back into the middle and across the green. A lot of times there's some yardage to begin there, but middle linebacker Jared Crabb for Lafayette has been very, very good tonight.
Yeah, the other problem is trying to get away from Jared Crabb is that he does a great job of going low with his tackles. He doesn't try to hit up top with the shoulder pads and just bump you. He goes to take the legs out from under the runner.
You got Kingston Oliver back for the return for Lafayette, standing at his own 16-yard line. Snap back. Battles punt is away, end over end. And again, the return man is just going to get away from it. He says, here's the thing. I could pick it up and something bad can happen, although it rolls down to the 5-yard line. And Battle's punts tonight have been absolutely spectacular with leaving Lafayette with long field position. But Kingston Oliver saying, you know what, just let it roll down here and I'll catch it and take it to the other end.
Yeah, I mean, Kingston Oliver right now has not fielded a punt tonight. He fielded, maybe one kickoff. But the thing he's looking at is 95 yards of offense. Going to look good if we can get it on the board. So for the Atchison defense right now, you've got to not allow Kingston Oliver some of those clean releases.
Tell you what, Kingston Oliver's also done, or what he hasn't done tonight, hasn't taken a hit.
Nope.
None.
Two to the left and two to the right. Here comes the Lafayette offense. Irish lead by three. Quarterback's heading just in the end zone, and Sanders is back to throw. Fires one over the middle. It's nearly picked off. It was through the hands of Oliver, and I thought he was going to catch that, and there were two defenders behind him, either of which I thought might have gotten the ball, but it didn't complete.
Yeah, that's the first time we've seen Oliver not hold on to the ball, and for Atchison, they had a couple guys right there looking for the interception, and they just couldn't quite haul it in. That time you had Jake Revamp back there also, and on coverage was number four, Damian Owens.
Now, I'm looking for a football player perspective here right after this play. Second and 10. Lafayette at his own 5-yard line. Still a quarterback backing into the middle of the end zone. Pass away is going to be dropped at the 2, and it will go incomplete.
That time they were looking for a little swing pass over there to their running back, Tracyan Marty, but an incomplete pass, so now bring up 3rd and 10 for Lafayette.
Okay, we've seen back-to-back plays now where the receivers have not been able to really track that ball and make a good catch. Is this that magical time of the night between daylight and dark, that twilight zone of light where the lights are on, they don't really help, the sunlight's not really bright enough, but it's just hard to see the ball, isn't it?
Yeah, and honestly, when you went from high school to college, I loved playing day games.
I'm good with that. Third. Third down, 5. Lafayette at their own 5. Short drop, QB, fires over the middle. He's got his man. He's got room at the 10, 15, cuts back in the middle of the 20. Tackle's broken up to the 25, and finally down goes Cinder Mace at the 27-yard line, a 22-yard pickup, and it's advance of the chain.
Yeah, and that time, what Atchison did is, on the snap, they all started bailing out. They were looking to not allow Lafayette to take the top off the play, but the problem with that is Lafayette was just looking to pick up the first down yardage and threw the pass underneath and were able to wiggle their way up for a first down. I've got a KU score after this play.
All right, first and 10 at the 27. Sanders rolls right, picks up a block. Now he's going to run. No, he throws late, caught 50 into Atchison territory, still twisting and pushing down to the 47-yard line. A nice catch, and I'll tell you what, quarterback Jaron Sanders, as the pass was caught by Malik Reed, he was flirting with that line of scrimmage over there. I thought he was going to throw the ball away. He was taken off.
Yeah, I thought he was across the line, honestly, when he let go of that ball, but he must have had a foot behind and drug it. At the end of a quarter, Hawks Coyotes tied at nothing.
Well, now, that does not bode well for Kansas. 7.5 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. High school football on care. QB takes the snap, hand off straight ahead across the 45, down to the 40, and just inside the 40-yard line. That was a nice run on a quick hitter straight ahead for Lafayette. Carried a football that time. That was going to be Jared Crabb. Was that Crabb carrying the ball number 10? So he's been playing defense all night. We saw how well he played that. He's back in there now.
Now they're going to run him over there to the right side and put him in the slot. Kingston Oliver in the slot to the left.
At the Atchison 40-yard line, it's going to be a 2nd down 3. Sanders is back. Deep drop. Crossing pattern. The ball's dropped. It was in and out of the hands of Carlos Cortez. And it's another Lafayette 3rd down.
Yeah, but it was probably better off for Lafayette that Cortez was not able to haul that pass in, because if Cortez makes that catch, he's going to lose about 3 yards on it, and instead you'd be looking at a 3rd and 6, but right now it'll be 3rd and 3 for the Lafayette offense. 6:48 left here in the first half of play. Right now Lafayette with the football in a 3-point lead, 24-21.
Oliver's in that slot left. Keep an eye on him on a 3rd down 3. Quarterback is back, rolls right, steps up, throws one downfield. It's going to be way short. That is maybe the first poorly thrown pass we've seen off the hands of Sanders tonight.
Yeah, that time Jaron Sanders, he was kind of at that tweener point, right? Wasn't sure if he was going to run it, wasn't sure if he was going to pass it. Attacked the line of scrimmage and then threw it late. And the problem was, just drove that ball into the ground instead of just stopping, planting the feet a little bit and throwing it. So now, on a 4th and 3 from the 40-yard line, Lafayette looking to keep their offense on the field. Atchison making a bevy of substitutions.
Do you like the call?
Yeah. Now they're not so sure about the call, and Lafayette going to utilize their first timeout.
They had a little change of personnel. We're going to take a break with them, or you want to keep? Let's keep it here. We're going to hang on to Joseph. We've worn you out enough tonight. So Lafayette had brought in a little different package of talent out there, including Caden Lippold, a senior tight end who had lined up in the backfield at the running back spot. I'm assuming he was going to be in, you know, for blocking, or maybe they were going to swing him out and throw him out in the flat as it's a fourth down and three at the Phoenix 40-yard line. 24-21, Lafayette in front on the road here tonight in Atchison, Kansas. And for the Phoenix, game one of the 2021 football season.
And for the Phoenix, game one.
And for the Phoenix, game one.
So for Lafayette, they're going to break out of their huddle, and they're going to keep the offense on the field.
Yep, and they have still got that big tight end in the backfield.
And Caden Leipold is going to be kind of lined up as a running back.
Now, a long look.
Now,
Lafayette to the sideline.
We went from 642 to 842, green.
We've shifted something over here. Sanders on his fourth down call.
Now we're going to yellow 753.
753, yep. Fourth down three. Rolling left. Sanders rolling. Now launches a passage short and incomplete. It was thrown at Zender Mace, who was open, but once again, Sanders putting the ball on the ground short of his receiver. He's done that a couple of times here lately.
Yeah, and that was a big possession right there for the Atchison defense, able to hold on a fourth down, because tonight this Lafayette offense has been able to kind of go up and down the field at will. We talked about their touchdowns have averaged about 50 yards right now, and so for the Atchison defense, a big play to be able to shut Lafayette out. And now, with the turnover on down, Atchison going to start this possession up at the 40-yard line, 6:35 left here in the first half.
And the Phoenix offense has done a good job of keeping scoring in the course of this game, and even with the big plays by Lafayette, AHS is within one play of taking a lead back. They trail 24-21, 6.5 to go in the half. Purdy is up under center now, and he's going to take the snap and just ride the way forward following his big center, Casey Sutley. His guards, Bradley Anderson and Ethan Watson, and move ahead for 5 yards. That was a nice little run.
Hayden McCrary, one of the linebackers, able to come up and make the stop on the play, but not before Purdy was able to push forward for about 6 yards. That'll bring up a second and four now for Coach Smith's offense.
A second and four, that opens up a whole lot of doors.
No, I don't even think we've talked about the new hat.
I was getting ready to do that about three times, and then some explosive play has happened. Second and four at their own 46 for Atchison. A little misdirection. Back to the left side. The ball is on the ground, and Redmond, a lineman, runs up and grabs it. 5:49 to go. I was doing so well. You know, I really was. 24-21. Lafayette, 5:45 to go. I'm not at 24 yet. I'm fighting it. So for Atchison, it was a great job by one of the linemen to come downfield, be very aware of his surroundings, saw that ball pop loose, and I thought perhaps a couple of Lafayette guys were going to jump on it. They did not get there in time.
But you know the problem? They were reaching down trying to pick up the ball in advance, and instead of just fall on the ball and get it back for your offense.
Phoenix first and 10. QB will take, and now we'll keep going to the right side, going to the left side, and they've got Trey Carter in kind of a wildcat back there right now.
Yeah, and that time Trey Carter with a little read option right there pulled the ball as he saw the defensive end kind of swing out. He kept the ball, ducked forward, picks up about three on the play. It'll bring up a second and seven now for the Phoenix offense. Just under five to play here in the first half.
24-21. Atchison coming out with their warm-up and out of the locker room this evening. Gus sporting a bit of a different look with the uniform.
Does it remind you of somebody? Because I'm just like, I've got two teams in my mind. Think
really? Okay. Give me a minute here. I hadn't really thought about it in those terms. Second down seven at the 43. Again, Carter, he is going to be eaten up and buried at the 50, loses 7 yards, and Wow, Kobe Jones got back there. The big defensive end for Lafayette making the tackle on the Atchison quarterback. And right now that's Trey Carter.
Yeah, a loss of a couple on the play. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 12. And all right, you want your hint?
Yeah.
You're going to see one of them tomorrow.
It could be. It could be like
that. It is a very Grandview white helmets, red jerseys, white pants. It also kind of reminds me a little bit of Coffeeville.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think it's in Miami of Ohio. Don't they have something kind of like this?
Yeah, a little different shade of red, but yeah.
So it's white helmets, white pants. Those are all new. And then the traditional red jersey with the gold and white lettering and trim and Atchison across the front. 3rd and 12. Carter's back, lofting one. Deep, he's got a man, and it's incomplete at the 20-yard line, just out of the reach.
That time,
of his intended receiver.
That time they were looking for the deep pass down the middle, and Damian Owen in double coverage could not haul it in. That'll bring up a 4th down. Now, for the Phoenix, and you got to think Eden Battle, again, will be out there to punt the ball, and I mean, he's been spectacular and kind of a weapon in his own mind for Coach Smith, right? He's been able to pin Lafayette with some long fields.
Lafayette has been able to respond with some very long plays of their own, and back for the return will be Oliver. This would be the first punt he fields, if in fact he does field it.
No chance. I don't think he's really interested in it.
Uh-oh. And the snap is way over Battle's head. He's back. Got the ball picked up. He's running for his life. 35, 40 down at the 40-yard line. He is going to lose 12 yards on the play. The snap was way over his head, and Aiden Battle did the best thing he could do, just pick the ball up and get back whatever he could.
Yeah, I kind of was waiting to see what exactly he was going to do, and he decided to run, which I think was probably the better option. A lot of times you'll see a kicker with the football. You kind of hold your breath for a moment. I wasn't sure if he was going to rugby that thing or what. But for Atchison, a loss of 12 and a turnover on downs. Here come the Lafayette offense back out with 3:13 left here in the first half. Now, Atchison will get the ball to start the second half.
QB's back to throw, steps up in the pocket, penalty markers all over the place. It's nice, nice run by Sanders is coming back.
Yeah, about a 16-yard run right there by Sanders, but this thing's going to come back. We have a penalty at the 45-yard line is. Got to think that's a hold on the offense.
We'll wait and get the call from the officiating crew here. And there you have it. We've had maybe 4 penalties in this game. All of them have been holding calls. We've had no other penalty that I can think of off the top in this game tonight.
No, and for a first game for Atchison, game number 2 for Lafayette, it's kind of like we saw from Benedictine last Saturday. Not a whole lot of those mental mistakes right now. I get it, holding, I consider that more of a, you know, kind of in the heat of the moment type penalty, but none of those false starts are really illegal motions. Now, we did have an illegal formation on a 2-point conversion, but right now, these two teams are dialed in and focused.
1st and 24, let's call it, for Lafayette. They have the ball at their own 45. Sanders rolls right, lots of time, throws deep, has a man, leap and catch, 40, 35, edge of territory, 1st down, 30, 25-yard line. What a nice catch and carry after the catch.
29-yard reception right there for Lafayette, and was that Carlos? No, that was Xander Mace. So Mace with the reception, 2.5 minutes left here in the first half. Lafayette with the ball up to the 25-yard line, and starting to get a little rushed on their offense.
Oliver and Mace, very similar in size. One wears number 1, one wears number 11. So at a glance, and particularly in this light right now, a little hard to tell. Well, we're going to get a first illegal procedure call.
Yeah, it's going to be a false start against Lafayette. It's one of those receivers on the far side. Yeah, and they've got great speed, but Xander Mace took off just a hair too early. It'll bring up now a 1st and 15 for Lafayette. 2:10 left, and Atchison raised personnel in and out of the game.
1st and long. Sanders will look to the middle, sprints to the left side, the wide side, steps up, throws one, and it is going to be off the midsection of Oliver. He was defended very well.
goes incomplete.
Yeah, over there in coverage, Xavier Duncan, who's senior, a free safety for Atchison, able to kind of get in the head of Kingston and an incomplete pass. Stop the clock with a minute 55 left here in the first half. Second and 15 now for Lafayette.
There is absolutely not a breath of breeze at all, I think, outside. It is very, very still, rather humid, but not terribly warm. Not a bad night at all for some football. QB's back, throws over the middle. It's going to be caught in the very center of the field at the 15, down to the 14, and chalk up another Lafayette first down. And again, Kingston Oliver.
Hey, you look over at the watershed dam right there, and it's like a mirror.
Oh, yeah. It is. I see the trees across the way. I mean, there is nothing happening breeze-wise here. Clock rolling along now as we're at a minute and a half to go in the half. Lafayette with a three-point lead over the Phoenix, moving the football. Now at the AHS 15. Back throw again, pumps once, now throws to his man out of the backfield, released into the flat at the 10, down to the 5-yard line, lunges for the end zone, he's out at the 1. That's time, off the clock.
That time the quarterback, Jaron Sanders, was looking deeper and then checked all the way down to a little bit of a swing route over here to his running back out of the backfield. They'll have a first and goal at the 2. Trey Carter saving a touchdown right there.
If they score, it will be by far the shortest scoring play of the game for Lafayette as they're at the 1.
And if you're Lafayette, start maybe getting a little patient right here.
Yeah. Run it down. We're under a minute now.
They had two guys in motion right there.
Did they get a timeout? The officials have stopped play.
I'm not sure what is happening. They had two guys in motion, and the white hat just stopped the play.
Now he's going to wind her up again. It's working for Lafayette because they've taken a little more time off the clock, down to 50 seconds left in the half. Snap is very high. Sanders goes up and gets it, hands off to his running back. He'll push his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Irish. 30-21, Lafayette. Little power run straight up the middle.
18. That big tight end type, Keaton Leipold, with the touchdown run.
We'll get him here in a minute. And with a 9-point game, a single-point PAT would be in order. And once more, we're going to get Carter Hewitt to put a toe to it. Carter's had a tough night so far this evening. See if he can get that shaken as it's on its way. But hold on, we've got a marker.
Yeah, over here on the near side. I'm going to guess it's another formational issue.
Bobby has started leaving the field, but I'm sure the officials are going to call him back. There we go. It's a legal procedure against the Fighting Irish, and they will have to attempt this PAT once more. And I'm going to tell you, Carter Hewitt did get it over the crossbar and between the uprights, but I'm not sure another 5 yards he's going to be able to make that happen. It was very close.
Can you believe?
Wait. We went 10 minutes without a score?
Almost 10 minutes between scores. They were coming fast and furious in the first quarter.
All right, so Hewitt's going to back up. It'll be spotted down on the 15-yard line.
Can he get it there from here? I mean, that's
pretty long. Down and up is blocked. It's not even close. We're going to take a quick break. 46 seconds to go in the half. Lafayette, 30. Atchison, Phoenix, 21.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Lafayette leading by 9. Set to boot it away, and this is very short. Taken by an Atchison up man who drops it, and it turns around and dives back on the football. It'll be Phoenix ball. First and 10 of their own 33. High school football on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Game 1 of the high school season. Tomorrow we'll have game 2 of the college season. Benedictine hosting Grandview with a 12:30 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium. Guess they're going to be honoring your old buddy, Chris Tabor, a member of the 91 playoff team. Can't come to the regular Hall of Fame induction because of his day job. So he's going to be on hand for that.
He works 17 days a year, right?
Yeah, that's it. Back to throw. The pass over the middle is going to go incomplete.
Oh, they're going to say he hauled it in.
Did he catch that?
They're going to say
it's so dark out
there. Jake Reban was able to go down and catch that just before falling to the turf. And Atchison going to utilize the timeout, but we'll
hang on to it, Joseph. 32 seconds left. First half, Atchison trailing by 9. So there's no way they're really going into the locker room with a lead, but they would like to be within, you know, within a field goal.
Tabor could probably tell you everything you want to know about the L.A. Rams.
Right? Is that going to be their first stop?
Yep, they're going to have the Sunday night football game to start the season.
Nice.
So it'll be Bears at Rams next Sunday the 12th.
Where do the Rams? Don't they have a new stadium out there?
Yeah, SoFi Stadium. And share it with the Chargers. And I'm going to get this wrong. I want to say it's maybe like Inglewood.
They used to play in the Coliseum, right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that would have been Oakland, right?
Oakland played in the Oakland
Alameda Coliseum.
Just over half a minute to go in the half. Phoenix with a football. Second and a pair. Deep drop by the quarterback. Deep throw by the quarterback. As the receiver slips and falls to the ground, it is incomplete. The pass is a little bit short. His receiver had tried to put on the brakes and come back for the ball because he was very uncovered defensively, but the feet shot out from beneath him, and he found himself watching the ball land beside him on the ground, stopping the clock at 26 seconds in the half. Atchison now third down and 2. Gonna make myself a note here with your red marker if I can, just a number or two that we will be adding. Receiver to the left, slot to the left, trips, matter of fact, now, left side. And the handoff running back, 45, first down, Phoenix, just a yard short of the midfield mark. 23 seconds left in the half, and head coach Jim Smith will utilize his second timeout of the first half.
Yeah, utilize the timeout right there, just to kill the clock. He's going to bring his team over and talk to him, and right now for Atchison. You got something in the playbook, you might as well pull it out, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Now, we mentioned that Atchison has new helmets and pants to go with their red Atchison jerseys. That is their home uniform this year. But you know something that is glaringly missing for me is the big block letter A out on the 50-yard line that we've been accustomed to seeing over the years. The field is unadorned.
Yeah, nothing on the middle, nothing in the end zone.
Yes, absolutely. But the grass is lush. I mean, the field looks great. Let's see what AHS has on its mind as Jared Parsons is going to go wide left. Aiden Battle, wide right. Now they'll fill a slot right. Now they'll shift a third receiver to a wing on the right side.
They're moving a lot of bodies.
Overloading the wide side. And a pass will go into the flat. Caught, taken to the 50, hit at the 48, down to the 47-yard line. And again, that's Damian Owens. Damian has come on as this game has gone along to be a real target for Jeter Purdy.
Coach Smith is going to utilize his final timeout with 14 seconds left here in the first half.
All right, you're second and five, and you're 45, 46 yards from the end zone. I mean, with 14 seconds and no timeouts left, you got time for what, two just home run type plays? Is that what you do here?
Yeah.
If you go to the middle of the field,
you get a first down and stop the clock for momentarily.
You're going to have to really hustle to get to down the ball and get an additional play, though. Be interesting to see how Atchison plays this. Halftime, we're going to have Joseph taking care of you. Oh, yeah. I think he probably has a few scores from some of the other games going on around the area. And Gus is going to keep us up to speed as the evening wears on at Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. South Dakota. Not SDSU, but, in fact, University of South Dakota. Second down, five, Atchison. Purdy drops back deep, setting up a screen. No, he's throwing deep over the middle, and it is going to be incomplete. Receiver looking for a pass interference call, which will not happen. There are 8 seconds left in the first half.
There is going to be a penalty way back here in the offensive backfield, and it could be a number of things. You could have a hold, but you could also have a roughing the passer, right?
Yep, that's exactly it. See, when you see that flag clear back that far, and that's why I thought it was a screen. I didn't think it could have been a hole because I don't think there was a lineman back there because Purdy was backpedaling, and I thought for sure they were setting up a screen, which, by the way, is a great call and a down about this time. So, for the Phoenix, a nice advance of the football with the penalty yardage, and they're going to spot it at the 32. 8 seconds to go in the half. Man, as quickly as the opening quarter went, the second quarter has been anything but that. We had to go and mention that there were no penalties to speak of in the game, and now the game has been just full of them. And now we're going to get the Irish taking a timeout. Joseph, we will continue to hang on to it here for you.
How about an update from a game that we talked about on Sportsbook that you were putting a couple powerhouses up against each other. How about number two in Class 5A playing number two in Class 4A? St. Thomas Aquinas, 7. St. James Academy, 7.
Is that anything, everything you'd have expected to have been, yeah?
I'll let Joseph update the Holton-Nemaha Central game going on. That is 3A, number 5, Holton, taking on 2A, number 3, Nemaha Central. So, but a lot of games going on, and there were some great games last night around the state of Kansas.
There are a couple of old Big Seven League opponents from way, way back. 8 seconds to go in the first half. Lafayette leads the Atchison Phoenix 30-21. AHS up over the football, first down. Quarterback Jeter Purdy back, throws over the middle, and overshoots his intended receiver. The defender got a hand on it, but couldn't haul it in. We got time it up for one more play here in the half.
Well, and that was the advantage of Jeter Purdy getting rid of the ball quickly enough that you set yourself up for one play, and I've got to tell you, you got to be looking for this pass to be into the end zone, and you're close enough that you can do that at 32 yards out.
Is this where you run the prevent?
Yes.
You know what a fan I am of the prevent.
I know, but here's your chance
this
to
time.
Keep anything in, keep any and everything in front of you. And they're going to put Aiden Battle out there to kick a field goal.
Oh, wow.
Lafayette, I don't know if about 50-yarder, 49?
Yes. Well, Lafayette's going to talk about it. We will now have seen everybody use up all of their timeouts. So we have had, what, 7 touchdowns, 6 timeouts, innumerable penalties in this game.
Hey, how about
we're not at halftime yet.
Speaking of halftime, how about this? Number 4, Hoxie is trailing Leote 36-6 at half. Isn't that where John Flores
it's
was before the
right.
game? Yeah, Leote.
You're right. It will be a 49-yard field goal effort put forth here by
junior kicker for Atchison, Aiden Battle. It'll be held by Jeter Purdy, spotted down at the right hash mark. Virtually no wind involved here. The snap, the kick, high enough, but it's going to come up short, and now they're going to return it from the goal line. To the 10, left side 20, into the middle to the 30, and that will take us to halftime. Time out of the field, intermission at Atchison. We'll be back to summarize it for you as we go to the break. It is the Lafayette Fighting Irish 30, the Atchison Phoenix 21.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. High school football Friday night in September at intermission in what has been a super interesting and frankly really fun game. Lafayette leads it the break over the Atchison Phoenix 30-21. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer engineer, back in the studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. And Gus, it was a couple of really different quarters, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you started this game with a kickoff from Lafayette, or a kickoff from Atchison. Lafayette fumbled it. A few plays later, Atchison was into the end zone. And the scoring went back and forth and back and forth in the first quarter. Jeter Purdy scores on a one-yard touchdown run with 2 seconds left in the first quarter. At the end of one quarter, it was 21-18.
I thought we were, like, just going to light the scoreboard up.
But in the second quarter, the scoring really came down. We saw a quick score from Kingston Oliver on a 60-yard reception, and then a 2-yard run by Caden Leipold for Lafayette, and that was all the scoring in the second quarter. So it really slowed down, and I think both coaches are probably okay with that a little bit.
Atchison High marching band coming out of the field. They entertained a very nice crowd that's on hand here at halftime. Yes, Lafayette has elected to not go into the locker room because, let's face it, it's going to be hot and uncomfortable in there. They're going to huddle up down on the south apron behind the end zone, and
Atchison
will go into the field house.
Not the biggest locker room. So, you know, as a player, I always like staying out of the locker room as much as possible. Stay in the fresh air. Coaches, you're far enough away from the stands that you can talk to your players if you need to go more over by the scoreboard. But, you know, it's just kind of nice to not be cooped up in those locker rooms. And right now for Lafayette, they're going to be over there talking to their team about, hey, we've got to find more ways to get the ball to our playmakers. We kind of got away from that in the second quarter, but to Atchison's credit, they did a great job in the second quarter of getting pressure on the quarterback and forcing Jared Sanders to not really be able to boot out and throw the ball like he wanted to. He was under a little more duress in the second quarter.
Okay, so that brings me to the question that I was going to pose to you. Did the obvious change in the tempo of the ballgame in the second quarter, was it a result of Atchison making adjustments and taking maybe that long pass away from Lafayette? Did Atchison do something to take that pass away?
Yeah, you know what I really feel like they did? They took the outsides away, right? They really didn't allow the quarterback, Jared Sanders, to get outside the tackles. And that's what he really wanted to do. He was so good when he took the snap, rolled hard to the right or the left, got outside the box, and found his receiver. They really did a great job of getting those ends up the field, setting the edge, and forcing Sanders to kind of step up into the pocket where it just looked like he was a little less comfortable.
And
again, for the Phoenix, you know, 21 first half points. You tell Coach Smith, all right, Coach, you got to score 21 in the first half. He's like, yes, yes, I'm good with 21 and a half.
Yeah, he's got to be thrilled with 21 in the first half, right? In his offense, they look good. They had the 3-yard touchdown run by Jesse Greenlee, the 1-yard run by Jeter Purdy. But you know what they did? They took care of the football in the first half. If you look at Lafayette, flip the script, they had 2 turnovers in the first quarter. They had, look, left a touchdown on the board by the time they missed all their PATs and things. So for Atchison, they're doing a lot of things right. But again, keeping the ball away from Lafayette, I think, is going to be big in the second half. And for Atchison, I think a lot of that starts with their running back, Jesse Greenlee.
Yeah, and remember, Lafayette has got a game under their belt coming in here today. They played already last week, and they shut out the Carnahan team from St. Louis. So, you know, their defense is obviously pretty doggone good.
73 degrees right now. I mean, typically when you think week one, you're dealing with a lot of cramps and things like that
degrees.
Because, yeah, it's terrible. Usually we're just drenched in sweat from staring in to the setting sun here, and that hasn't been the case at all tonight. So, I mean, this feels more like a early to mid-October type football game here tonight, and so I don't really expect cramping to become an issue for either team here tonight. But so far in the first half, I mean, I'd say the first quarter, we saw the fireworks. Second quarter, it felt like a little more of a grinded out football game.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing what the second half has in store for us. And we're going to be back here to bring it to you live here on Care Radio. But right now, with the halftime score in Atchison, Kansas, Lafayette Fighting Irish 30, the Atchison Phoenix 21. We're kicking it back to our producer engineer, Joseph, because he's in the Care Radio Sports Studio and he has for you a fantastic halftime.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Atchison High football as they take on St. Joe Lafayette. We'll be returning to the game in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, coming up on Thursday night, we're going to have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Join us for Sports Look immediately following the 5 o'clock news reports on Thursday night. And coming up tomorrow right here at Hot Country 93.7, we're going to have Benedictine College in their home opener versus Grandview. We have a 1 p.m. kickoff. Tune in 12:30 or so to get all of that pregame show. Coming up next Friday, we've got Atchison High School at Topeka Highland Park.
Hi, this is Todd Gigstad from Exchange Bank. You know, a good banking relationship is built on trust. It's a valuable asset. We offer you quality financial service and common sense advice. We're here to help you reach your goals. When you need a banking partner you can trust, you can count on us. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
It's back. The featured blizzard of the month at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard. Real pumpkin pie pieces, whipped topping, and nutmeg blended in soft serve. Pumpkin season is here. And surprise, a second blizzard of the month, the Pecan Pie Blizzard. Those great blizzards along with the new fall blizzard menu, and you can't go wrong at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
taking a look around the area, we've got Lynn leading Solomon. I'm sorry, Solomon leading Lynn 40-0 with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. We've got Hanover leading Pike Valley 38-0 at the half. And right now at the half, it is Mar Hill Mount Academy trailing the Council Grove Braves with a score of 2-0. In the Axtell Wheatland game, the score was 24-8. In the Holton Nemaha Central game, it was Holton 14, Nemaha Central 7. Clifton Clyde is leading Onega 32-0. And the Royal Valley Riverside game, it was Riverside 7-0. And of course, in this game, we've got St. Joe Lafayette at 30 points with Atchison sitting at 21. I'll be back in a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
I do have a couple of other scores of local interest. In the third quarter, it's Perry LeCompton sitting at 27 with Jeff West at 0. And in the final from the Baser-Linwood-Tonganoxie game, it was Baser-Linwood 27 to Tonganoxie 6.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 66. Northerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 77. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows around 57. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 80. 84 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it is 74.7 degrees at the weather station that we've got. The wind is out of the north at 2 miles per hour. The rainfall for today has been 0.39 inches. Relative humidity is sitting at 83%. The barometric pressure is steady at 28.90. The dew point is 69 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels like 81 out there. We'll be returning to the game in just a couple of moments.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, welcome back again to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Second half getting set to go. And Gus, we're halftime here, but there are games around the area that are over.
Yeah,
how about that?
Right? You're playing with eight guys on the field.
Yes. And you get ahead 62-16 and they say go home.
See, that always threw me off, right? I will never forget the first time that happened. We were over in DeKalb, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Midway Denton. And, I mean, it's been a minute ago that I think Jared Furman would have, like, been a senior on that team for Midway. And now we're dating it a little bit. And the opening kick of the second half, Midway took it, went the length of the field, and scored. And everybody starts taking off helmets and walking around. I'm like, what's going on? And I said, well, that's the ball game. I've never heard of a game ending just randomly in the second half. So, yes, 8-man football is still a little mysterious to me.
62-16, Axtell winning tonight, and their game is over. And is Jared Furman still down at Bishop Limit?
I believe so, yeah.
Good for him. Very nice gentleman. Well, these two teams have had a chance to talk it over at halftime. Atchison in the locker room, and as we mentioned at the end of the opening half, Lafayette taking a break outdoors, just getting some air out here in the apron between the back of the end zone and the surface track around the stadium here. Going to be interesting to see if the second half is anything like the first half was. It'll be hard to duplicate, I'll say that.
So they put the 3 minutes back on and the officials say continue running that clock because the teams are gonna take a few minutes. But yeah, I think it's gonna be tough to duplicate, especially the first quarter, right? Because that was just one of those quarters that it was wild, it was fast, a whole lot of things going on. But as both teams started to settle in a little bit, things got better for both teams. Now, all right, here's a good one for you. 51 points on the board here combined at half. We see 51 points tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, I know both offenses are going to want to go that kind of
yeah,
number.
Yeah, we might.
But
we might.
I think both defenses are going to be pretty stout tomorrow. I mean, we are set for what should be a fantastic ball game tomorrow afternoon as well, a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium.
Yep, the Benedictine Ravens and the Vikings of Grandview in Des Moines, Iowa. Grandview is really a young program. I think a lot of people don't really appreciate the fact that they've only been around for, what, a dozen years maybe or something like that as a football team at the university, and already they've won a national championship, and last season they were within moments of going again to the national title game. They have won the Conference North Division most of the years.
But the only time they didn't was 18,
yeah,
right? When Benedictine beat them up there in Des Moines, right? And then would go on to Daytona in the national title game. And the next year, Benedictine would leave the North and migrate to the South. And we'll talk about it more tomorrow. But for Grandview, I don't see any end to their reign over the North.
No, they're just so deep, so talented. They are strong. They are fast. They've got all the tools. And
all you have to do is be better than Culver Stockton. I mean, just throwing that one out there.
Yeah.
Hey, how about an update from Lauren?
Oh, there's something to update?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Not only did Kansas score.
Quit.
He went for two. Kansas leads South Dakota. No. Now they're going to take it off and say it was just a one. I was so confused by that. 24 seconds left in the first half. Kansas leads South Dakota 7-0.
Hey guys, I'm just going to throw this out at you as we're waiting for the teams to come out and kick off to begin the second half. That in a long-standing omen of good luck in the broadcasting industry, we have a locust in here. And anytime you've got a locust that's sitting on your broadcast bench, it's a good sign. It means wonderful things to happen. So we're going to look forward to that holding true. He looks very happy sitting there too. Quite content. Atchison, they almost kind of sort of had the ball to begin the ball game today as they kicked off. And on the return, a fumble by Lafayette gave Atchison the ball deep in Irish territory. But this time they're just going to take the kickoff straight away. And again, Atchison is not giving a lot of credit to the place kicking skills of Lafayette. They keep moving the return men up, moving them up, and now they are outside the 20-yard line waiting for this kickoff. Conversely, Aiden Battle has been kicking everything down to the goal line and out the back. We're set to go with a third quarter. Advance to the ball, and the boot is away. It is end over end. It is high, and it'll be taken at the 17. Up the left side, Atchison to the 30, bouncing toward the middle, breaking a tackle. Gets to the 35, following a couple of nice blocks, up to the 38, maybe 39-yard line. A great job by Damian Owens on the Phoenix special team. And here comes the Atchison offense.
So Atchison going to be out on the field with quarterback Jeter Purdy for this possession. Purdy played a majority of the snaps at quarterback in the first half, but we also did see a little bit out of sophomore Trey Carter kind of run that Wildcat package.
Jared Parsons will be the man wide to the left side for Atchison. Aiden Battle will come wide to the right. The fill a slot to the left. Single running man is running back is going to be Jesse Greenlee. Jesse will get the handoff, bust up the left side, spin 360, cross the 45, pick up 9 yards on a first down run.
Yeah, nice little power run right there by Jesse, working off the left side between guard tackle and pushes forward. A 9-yard gain on first down. And for Atchison, they're going to be set up with your favorite call. It's going to be a second and short. Let's call it a second and 8 yard.
Atchison does not need to be in any hurry. They can be absolutely patient. They've got a lot of time and a lot of tools to work with here in this game. Second down and one. And once again, they're going to give it to Greenlee. He will cross the 50, pick up a first down, add 5 to it, down to the 46. AHS, first and 10.
There's no way this score can be correct.
Which one are you looking at here?
Scores in Kansas has that Council Grove, Moore Hill Mount Academy score in the third quarter.
That could be correct. Anything is possible. It's a potentially correct number. It's not like it was 1-0. Dirty 21. Lafayette leads the Phoenix here, but Atchison moving the football in the initial possession of the second half. It is a first and 10 to the 46. Again, it's going to be Greenlee carrying the ball. Breaks more tackles inside the 40. 39, 38, 37-yard line. Jesse Greenlee. I'll tell you what, he's been the workhorse coming out here in the third quarter, and he is moving the ball down the field.
Yeah, head coach Jim Smith, it looks like, has made a decision at half that they are going to lean on Jesse Greenlee. And it's a good place for him to be, right? Jesse, the big junior running back, just strong, powerful guy. He was a fullback last season, now takes a couple steps back and jumps from a 3 to a 2-point stance, and now he's going to be your big running back this season, doing a great job on this first possession.
Like a la Rayshon Mills, right?
Exactly.
Second down and a yard after another 9-yard carry. QB back to throw, and he'll pass over the middle, and it is going to be incomplete off the outstretched fingertips of his intended receiver, Jake Rebant, at the 25-yard line, and one of the Lafayette coverage men downfield is slow climbing to his feet a little bit, getting banged around on a bit of a collision with Jake. It'll bring up a third and one. Just inside 10 minutes to play in the third quarter, 30-21. Lafayette leads Atchison. Atchison in red jerseys, white helmets, white pants, white and gold lettering and trim. For Lafayette, it is the road white jerseys, green helmets, green pants, green lettering and trim. very much like the Chargers you're going to see down in Winchester. That's something that they'll be wearing on the road right there. Third down, one, AHS. Moving on the defensive front, they get back in time. Hand off to the big running back, and he's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. Regains his balance, and he'll pick up a first down. Tremendous second effort by Greenlee, and Gus, he showed some great balance right there.
Yeah, that time sneaking through there first was Eli Smith, the linebacker, put a hit on Jesse in the backfield. Jesse was able to just power forward, reach the ball up, and get the first down. What a great job by Jesse Greenlee. Taking a while to reset the sticks, and there we go.
You know what I also like about Atchison running the ball? I mean, I know you like to score boom, 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 like we did in the opening quarter, but much like a William Penn, you control possessions, you control how many times the other team gets the ball when you dominate the time of possession here. First and 10 at the 35. The pitch will go to the left side, the bounce to the edge, the cut up the middle, and to the 30-yard line. Again, Greenlee will pick up five more.
That time, Jeter Purdy took the snap, turned, pitched it quickly to Jesse Greenlee. Well, Kobe Jones, the defensive end, was in the backfield in a hurry. Jesse did a great job of stopping, cutting back into the middle, restarting his momentum, picking up about 6 yards on the play. They'll bring up now a second and four for this Atchison offense.
Parsons is wide left, and Purdy is up under center. Now there's some confusion. Trey Carter's over there talking to his teammates and shifting the wingman over to the right side. Purdy will keep it himself, scoots forward, rides away, follows the blocking, and finally he's going to be stood up about a yard short of the first down. That was a nice run by the QB, and I tell you what makes that all happen is good push and a good surge by the offensive line.
Yeah, Atchison across that front offensive line, the starters tonight, Ben Ensbrenner and Ethan Watson, yeah, Casey Sutley at the center, right guard was Bradley Anderson, and right tackle was Greg Booker. Greg, a big guy over there, a senior for the Atchison Phoenix.
Atchison looking at a third down, and maybe the length of a football, maybe not even quite that much.
That score was right.
2-0. Wow. Atchison at the 25-yard line. The ball pops loose. It's lying on the ground. A big scrum for the loose football. And Lafayette claims they've gotten it, and they have. The handoff was just never clean and never complete.
Hayden McCrary, the outside linebacker, comes up with the football. And Atchison, who's putting together a great possession, they were taking time off the clock, they were moving the ball down the field, going to turn it over with a fumble, their first turnover of the evening.
And for Lafayette, that was a good defensive series. You never let them break anything loose. You made them work and fight and battle for every yard, and then not to allow Atchison to score. That's a bitter pill to swallow for the Atchison offense.
Atchison still leads the turnover battle, though, now, going from 2-1.
Here's the first play of the second half, and a handoff into the middle. Nothing doing for Lafayette and their running back. And I'll tell you what, Caden Leipold carried the ball in the middle, but nothing but red and white jerseys in front of him.
Yeah, as soon as he broke through, it was right there. Brendan Martin in the backfield to make the stop. The junior outside linebacker for the Phoenix. We are under 8 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
They're going to call that, matter of fact, the loss of a yard or so on that play. We'll call it a second down and 11. 30-21, Lafayette leads Atchison. Snap back, QB is back. Launching deep, going right. Got his man, caught it, he's going to score. No one is going to make this defensive play, and it is another long touchdown. This one to Carlos Cortez.
75-yard touchdown strike from Jaron Sanders to Carlos Cortez. Again, just throw it up there, and just on a dead sprint, Cortez was able to haul it in. And again, it's just tough to catch a guy going that fast.
7:27 to go in the third quarter, and Lafayette will extend its lead. And looking for the PAT. They will bring in their kicker, Carter Hewitt. Carter's battled really hard tonight for Lafayette. The ball will be spotted down by Sanders, the quarterback. Officials taking a long time getting this thing spotted and set. And here we go. Looking for the point after. It's on its way. Did it get high enough? Did it get over? It's good. We got a timeout. 7:27 to go in the third quarter. Now Lafayette, 37 inches and 21.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Acheson Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Acheson Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Seven to 21 Lafayette leads the Phoenix there with 7:27 to go, and I don't hear me anymore. Let me make sure I don't. Okay. We'll figure it out here in just a second. The kick is away, and it is going to be taken by Acheson back up to the 40-yard line. Here we go. And it's going to pick up a first and 10. Phoenix. Acheson will begin this series at its own 40.
That time the up back bringing the ball up the field was Sean Knoll for Acheson. And right now the Redmen had a little bit of an issue with that point after knocked in by Lafayette. Acheson likes to score touchdowns. They like to kick PATs, right? Mm-hmm. But by making that last PAT, it's still a two-score game, but now you got to get those two-point conversions.
So far from Lafayette, I've really only seen two areas of weakness in a team that I think is extremely good, and that's a little turnover trouble as Acheson's going to get the ball, first and 10. The roll to the left side. The pass is going to be complete, dropped. Incomplete. Over in the left flat to an open receiver, second and 10. So again, you've got that kicking game that's a bit of a problem, and the turnovers that are a bit of a problem. Other than those things, which I think they can probably clean up both of those, this Lafayette team's going to win a whole lot of games this year.
Yeah, Lafayette right now is they're a good team, right? They're an upper-class team. And we talked about Acheson only starting two seniors on the defense, and for Lafayette, they're just stacked up with seniors all over the place.
Phoenix is going to go wide to the left side. Jared Parsons is over there. I'm not sure that we've seen him targeted much. Aiden Battle will come wide to the right. Motion short side. Hand off on that short side motion. There's just nothing doing for Damian Owens. He tried to get across, and here's a relay marker. Kobe Jones making the tackle for Lafayette. This marker came out because it seemed as if the play was well over.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was some sort of dead ball penalty right now.
As the Stripes are going to talk it over again, college football tomorrow on K-Radio with a 12:30 free game and a 1 o'clock kickoff. Benedictine and Grandview.
You know what we are on pace for?
What's that?
Always getting the last game of the dime. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Lafayette. So tack 15 yards on it.
So this will take the ball across midfield and all the way down to the Fighting Irish 45-yard line here in the offense. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. But for Acheson, who've scored a lot early and now points have become a little more grudgingly, they got to get, as you mentioned, two touchdowns and two-point conversions to tie this thing. At the 45, play action. Jeter is back. He's got a man, and it's going to be picked off. Pass is going to be intercepted at the 15. Back over to the right side is going to be Malik Reed. He's going to be hit crossing the 25 by Sean Nolan. They're going to spot him down, I think, around the 27, 28-yard line.
Now, you do have a penalty marker back here at, just a little past the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be at the 42, 43-yard line. And you got to wonder if this is maybe a penalty against Lafayette. And if so,
that'd be a huge break for the Phoenix offense here.
Look down on the near sideline. Holding against Lafayette. Is it on the return? Must have been.
Let us also keep in mind it is game one for the crew out here this evening, too, and so they're just wanting to take a little bit of extra time, I think, and get everything right.
At least they're not from Iowa, right?
Hey, they're going to be just fine. 6:41 to go in the third quarter. 37-21. Lafayette in front. And
so that is the call. They're going to say it was a holding on the return against Lafayette.
So
if it happened, but if it happened way up there, it had nothing to do with the return. So for Lafayette, they're going to be backed up a little bit, but it'll still be a first and 10 at their own, 17?
Yeah. We'll go with 17-yard line. Quarterback Jared Crabb. He's got to have some just phenomenal numbers cooking here tonight. Single running back on his left hand. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking right. Steps up. Goes to the flat. Throws short. Gets his man out of the backfield. 35, 45, 50. And the Atchison 47-yard line.
Don't even need to look anymore, right?
No. You know who that is.
I lost you again.
Really?
There you go. You're back.
That's remarkable.
Sanders.
6.5 to go in third.
Yeah, Sanders to Kingston Oliver. A big play right there for Lafayette. And 6:20 left now here in the third quarter of play. It's going to be Lafayette with the ball. First and 10, leading by 16 at 37-21.
It's going to be a single receiver wide to the left side. Now fill a slot there. Put a pair to the right. QB. Back to throw, looking, throw short. Out of the backfield, the pass is going to be taken. Working left to the 45, hit, bouncing back, and not going to elude the Atchison defense.
For Atchison, coming up to make the stop on the play, Xavier Duncan on the stop right there.
So it will be a really short gain when it's all said and done.
Jackson Compton, number 14 for the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Lafayette, we've talked about it a few times, come into the ballgame 1-0 already last Saturday to beat Carnahan out of St. Louis 13-0.
What if that's named for Mel, the former governor of the state? Third down, as you mentioned, third down 10. The Atchison 47-yard line. Quick ISO over the middle. It's going to be caught. Spinning around, catching it is going to be Oliver. Left side, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Did he get in? Oh, yes. Another touchdown for Kingston Oliver.
This time only a 46-yard touchdown. And that time, he had a couple defenders that had the angle on him and just couldn't catch him. Kingston Oliver. This is a human highlight reel out there
tonight. Kingston Oliver wears number one. Kind of reminds you of somebody wears number 10 in the red and white because he's got that kind of speed. And I don't mean he's as fast as the cheetah, but what he is relatively compared to, you know, the people his age and he's playing against, he's got that kind of speed.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good feel for the field and just got great breakaway speed. Kingston Oliver with yet another touchdown. 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns tonight.
Here we go. The PAT, and that one was up, and it was pretty, and it is good, and taking a break. 4:51 to go in the third quarter that has been dominated by Lafayette. Irish, 44, Phoenix, 21.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Kingston Oliver scoring another TD, putting his team up 44-21. Because you're doing a little bit of math right over here.
Yeah, Jaron Sanders just on touchdown passes tonight has 319, and what we figure 244. Receiving yards for Kingston Oliver on touchdown receptions alone.
Here's the kickoff by Lafayette off the toe of Hewitt, and it goes to the Atchison 40-yard line where it bounces out of bounds. The Lafayette kicking game has had a tough evening. It'll go out on the near side. Atchison's going to get a pretty good field position out of this.
Atchison going to bring Jesse Greenlee back into the ballgame. He was not in on that last possession over here on the near sideline, stretching out his calves and drinking a lot of water. So you got to figure that that's one of those early season type things.
If you go to Dame Gates, too late to hydrate. Is that what,
yeah,
that what they told you?
That's what Patrick always said. He had a birthday earlier this week.
Is that right?
Sure. Procedural penalty is going to be called against Lafayette. Pat's going to say, cool, let's spot this thing down and move on.
So it goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line, and that's where the Phoenix is going to take over with 4 minutes and 51 seconds of play here in the third quarter. 44-21, Lafayette out of St. Joseph, Missouri, in front of Atchison. Jared Parsons is the wide out to the left side. Atchison is going to have four receivers in the pattern, two each way. QB will play action but not keep it himself. And now we're going to go to the Wildcat again with Trey Carter in there. And he's good for a yard, maybe a couple of yards. And we got another cramping
The problem is
leg
the official,
out here.
Official killed the play because you thought Jesse had the ball, but it was...
Ladies and gentlemen, we appear to be having some type of technical difficulty. I'll be trying to resolve it as quickly as possible. However, right now it is not allowing me to play anything at all, and we're getting static feedback over here at the station. I do hope that you can hear me, and this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7.
And the problem is, once you start cramping, it just doesn't go away, right? It's kind of that knot that you're going to have in the back of your leg.
And you're waiting for any second for it to come back.
I mean, anytime you deal with it, you can stretch it out. I seem to sometimes have luck with the cold water on your legs, but...
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, but once it starts, it's tough to stop, right? Like, you're going to wake up tomorrow and be extremely sore. You're just going to have to work on hydrating a little better. Now the officials
Speaking
are out...
Speaking of hydration, that's what we're having right now.
Well, and the officials are out there kind of talking about what do they do because they killed that last play in the middle of a play. I would say it's an inadvertent whistle replay the down, and they're going to walk over to the Lafayette sideline and I think explain to them that very same thing. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Phoenix offense.
AHS in red jerseys with white helmets and white pants. Kind of a sharp uniform. I'm kind of getting accustomed to it. Hope you're enjoying high school football this evening on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. 4:41 to go. 44-21 is the score. Visitors out in front here this evening. But we're still in the third quarter. For the Phoenix, though, guys, they're going to have to offensively get some things happening now.
QB will take it, runs into his running back, and then decides late to hand the ball off. Sean Noel gets tackled for no gain. It'll bring up his second down 10.
Over there for the South, for Lafayette, you're going to have number four, Kevin Shell. Shell, a defensive linebacker, or defensive lineman and a senior for this Lafayette team.
Getting behind in a game like this, where it is, it's still warm. I mean, it's pretty pleasant, but it's still early in the season, and got a lot of the early season things going on. Getting behind is tough, because that battling back is hard on any night, but when you're out there and you're hot and you're tired, and it just works. Atchison, second down 9, 3:50 to go in the third. Quarterback is back. He is trying to get away, cannot, and Trey Carter goes down in the arms of Kobe Jones.
Yeah, Kobe Jones right there was in the backfield in a hurry. Carter just had no chance. He was trying to roll out and boot to the right and look for a receiver downfield, but just no time to get that pass off. And Atchison making a handful of substitutions in and out of the ball game right now. As you can see, Jared Parsons bringing the play in on this one.
You're also going to get Casey Sutley back in the game, and again, some of those big guys probably needing to get a bit of a breather, and we're down at 3:10 to go. Third quarter, Atchison trailing 44-21 and facing a third down 16. Atchison at its own 34-yard line. Need a big play right here. Trey Carter's back, gets away from the first defender, gets the pass away. It's going to be caught. Picking up 5, now 10, now 15, and diving very near the first down marker, and he's going to have it by the length of a football. That was a nice play.
I figured out how to fix it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hit the desk?
Hit the desk, and it'll come back to me. First down for the Atchison Phoenix. They're going to put this ball right up at midfield. So a nice play right there for Atchison. Actually, now they're going to push it forward about a yard and say that it's into Lafayette territory at the 49.
Entering the game now for AHS, that is Anthony Cody. Just across midfield, Phoenix with the football. Got their work cut out for them here in the late going of the third quarter, trailing at 44-21, and whistles before the play gets underway. It's going to be a false start, Atchison. Okay, Gus, you did a really good job. I mean, I'm just going to give it to you. I asked you earlier,
Joseph,
to give us this.
Cut this as a drop. I'm going to need to hear this more often, right?
Cut this. Kingston Oliver, you spotted him up. Height, weight, you were right on, all right? Get your field glasses if you need them, but you probably won't have to. Look out on the field at number 79 for Lafayette. That's a big, big young man. Big, strong guy. First down, 15, and everybody's running. And it'll cost Atchison 5 more yards. Going to go back now to the 41-yard line. Phoenix in their own half of the field now. We'll look at a first and 20. Okay, out there on the field for Lafayette, I mentioned number 79. That's Benji Williamson, okay? Think about it. Don't rush. We've got all night. Give me some numbers.
6'1", 3 1/4.
Really? I was thinking maybe even 6'2", and maybe 345 or 50. I mean, broad shoulders, just wide body, big guy. First and 20. Dancing forward is going to be Carter. He will get about 4 of it to the 45-yard line.
Coming up to make the stop right there for Lafayette, you're going to have number 4, Kevin Shell. We just talked about him, a defensive lineman now into the ball game, and kind of playing that defensive end position is how I would pretty much call him right now.
Okay, for Atchison, guys, you're trailing by 23. You're down by over 3 touchdowns. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. You're going to have to score 3-plus times. You're going to have to score 4 times. The 5 yards won't make it. Going to have to probably open the offense up a little bit, I would suspect. Pass will go into the left flat, and it's going to be out of the reach of the intended receiver and go incomplete. Now third down 15.
Yeah, and some of your advantage, though, is right now that
you do have the whole quarter, right? You got the 2 minutes here in the third, and then you're going to have the entire fourth quarter. But you got to score something on this possession, right? And you can't go into the fourth quarter trailing this game by 23 and expect to come back, because for Atchison, they haven't scored in the second, haven't scored so far in the third. Their last touchdown came with 2 seconds left in the first quarter on a 1 yard touchdown run by Jeter Purdy.
Well, see, I didn't realize that it was still in the opening quarter the last time they scored. 2:06 to go. We got to figure out what that really is.
Perfect. I don't know. Tells me it's a connection, right?
Yeah, sure does. I would agree with that. Back to throw again. The pass by Trey is at the ankles of Aiden Battle and uncatchable.
That time, Aiden McCreary, the outside linebacker, came up, put pressure on Trey Carter and really forced him to get rid of that football a little quicker than he wanted to. And Trey, I think, is a little upset. He wanted to keep the offense out on the field, but the problem is, it's 4th and 15. I mean, you got to move the ball a little bit. 4th and 15, and we're going to see Lafayette drop back to return this punt with 2:01 left here in the third quarter play.
Return man. Let's see. If I were Lafayette, who would I send back to return this game?
My question is, do you really think Kingston's going to field one?
No. This is going to bounce, and it takes a Lafayette bounce and back up to the 30-yard line. So here come the Fighting Irish. Minute 52 to go in the third. Lafayette's going to have the football, leading in the ballgame 44-21 here in Atchison, Kansas this evening. Okay. Welcome to those of you who are listening to us on the World Wide Web. Happy to have you along. I listen to K Radio every day because. And I have one radio on live on the air, and I have one on the stream. And it's kind of cool to walk from one room to another and have that about 2 second shift in time back and forth. Snap is up and high, pulled down, passes over the middle, caught 35, 41, 42 yard line. Picking up a dozen yards on a first down call. 1st and 10, Lafayette. And
does it make you feel smarter? Like if Neil asked a question, do you run into the other room after you've heard the answer answer it?
If I'm not sure of something, I could quickly dart up, or if I hear a news story that I'm like, wow, that's really what happened, and I could dart over and I can hear it again. Yeah, kind of good. 1st down. I'm going to listen to Carl Jarbo like that tomorrow. You can bet on it. Rolling to the right side is going to be Sanders, and he'll throw downfield, cut 50, 45, 40. Darting his way down to the 30-yard line, picking up, about 27 yards on the carry. That was Zinder Mace.
Yeah, Zinder Mace, who had a couple nice catches so far today, has not really been the big go-to so far for Lafayette. It's been a lot of Kingston Oliver and Carlos Cortez, but you've got Malik Reed and Zinder Mace kind of sprinkled in there, and this receiving corps for Lafayette is extremely talented.
And not only are they talented, there are a lot of them. Remember, they don't run a tight end. They don't run a fullback. They have a quarterback, one running back, and wide receivers. And that's how this offense is designed. Snap back again to Sanders. This time he'll roll left, throw back across the body. And I'm not sure which receiver he was looking for, because Oliver was short. He went up to try to get the ball, kind of deflected it, and then downfield a little bit behind him was Zinder Mace, who could not then catch the ball. I'm not certain who was the intended receiver there.
Yeah, he had double drags going on right there, coming from right to left. He had one on a 5-yard drag and one on a 10-yard drag, and the problem was they ended up, and he threw it at Kingston Oliver, but Oliver started to jump and realized, wait, that's not for me. And so as he pulled his hand down, that's a dangerous play, because a lot of times that front receiver tips it into the air and then causes it to be intercepted.
2nd down, 10, Irish. Little wraparound handoff, running back bounces outside, breaks tackles, gets inside the 25-yard line, down to the 23. Give that to Caden Lippold, and that's a nice 7-yard pickup for Lafayette.
And the other thing that play right there does is it allows Lafayette a 3rd and short, and it also will probably allow them to get to the break and talk about this thing at the end of the quarter.
They may not run another play here in the quarter. They will not. That's it. Three quarters in the book in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back with the fourth. Lafayette, 44, Phoenix, 21.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals for dinner. Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
We go to the fourth quarter, 44-21. St. John Lafayette leads the Atchison Phoenix. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, and he's doing a good job. Got a hands full down there, but he's making it happen. And Joseph, just for your edification, we can hear the transitions in the spots down the line. So for whatever that means, Gus Couch to my left, Tom Couch with the hearing before the first play of the fourth quarter can get underway. We're going to have a false start, Lafayette.
Got a score from across town at Guy Galley Field. It is Morehill Mount Academy now on the board, leading Council Grove. As soon as I say that, it changes. It is now 8-7 Council Grove. It was 7-2 a moment ago, and now it's 8-7 Council Grove.
Now, guys, I remember back in the 70s, ACCHS used to be an annual opponent of Council Grove.
Really?
Back when they were in, Council Grove was not the Big Seven. Ashton County was, and it was one of their non-conference games. Lafayette back to throw. The pass wide open at the 15-yard line. Caught dancing his way to the 10 and caught from behind at the 6-yard line. First and goal, Irish.
Kingston Oliver with yet another reception right there. And what happened was the safeties dropped deep, and Kingston Oliver just cut off his route and kind of sat down in a void right there and was able to catch the ball, turn forward, and he's going to set his team up with a first and goal. The ball spotted down at the 5.
11.5 minutes left in the season opener for the Phoenix, and they find themselves in a bad spot, trailing at 44-21, and Lafayette looking like they're about ready to tack on another one. First and goal, 5 yards out.
Lafayette's starting to get a little more down, aren't they?
Yeah. Yep. Good call. Smart play, smart coaching. Quarterback will take it. Going to boot, rolls right, and
that was a fantastic job by the Phoenix defense right there coming up to make a stop on the play. Getting up there, you had Ben Insbrenner. You also had, coming off the bottom of the stack, Levante McGowan. But what happened was they ran out of the gun, ran option to the right side. You had the corner shed off of his guy. He came up, took the back. And then you had an outside linebacker scrape over the top. He took the quarterback, and there was just no time to pitch the ball. A great defensive play right there for Atchison.
Phoenix looking now at a second down. Goal still 5 yards out. Snap is very high. QB goes up for it. And the pass over into the back of the end zone. It's in there for another Lafayette touchdown.
That was a bullet right there by quarterback Jaron Sanders. He sidearmed that before his receiver even broke open. Carlos Cortez with the reception. And for Carlos, it's going to be his second touchdown of the evening.
I don't know how Cortez was able to catch that ball. That was a screamer.
Don't.
It advances the score now to 50-21. A little pressure off for Carter Hewitt, the PAT guy, but he's kind of zeroed in a little bit. Now we got a new holder for Lafayette. Snap is up. He's back to throw with penalty markers everywhere. Lafayette was going to do something kind of cute there. Now we got an Atchison player down again. Leg cramps coming on for the AHS athlete. But when you look out at a team and you see them do the same thing over and over, and then suddenly you see something a little different, a little else, you know something is up their sleeve, right?
So Atchison is going to get a player off the field and a procedural penalty against Lafayette. We'll back this thing up to the probably seven.
They're going to have the holder is a sophomore wide receiver, Drake Lawson. He's also a defensive back. Here's a snap, bounces to him. He picks it up, rolls right, looking, falling away, throws it. They're going to be picked up by Atchison, and that will make for an unsuccessful two-point conversion. Joseph, we're going to take another timeout. Why wouldn't we? At 10:21 to go in this evening's game, Lafayette 50, the Atchison Phoenix 21.
Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
The Atchison kick return men are settling into their own 20-yard line, waiting for the kickoff from Carter Hewitt in the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Irish out in front now, 50-21. It's still, Gus, for Atchison, those kick return guys at the 20-yard line. They're not expecting this thing to go terribly deep, and it has not all evening long. Here's the boot. This one is going to be a little farther. It's going to be taken just inside the 15-yard line. The return will come up the left side, up the numbers, bouncing to the outside and spinning forward. Nice little return for Atchison by Damian Owens.
Feel that?
Breeze
starting to pick up as the game progresses.
Well, be aware that as I notice, we are going to have rain showers this evening. I'm not stealing Bill Spitzer's thunder here, but somewhere around 10, 11, 12 o'clock through the nighttime hours.
I'm looking at it now as pushing back as far as 2 a.m. before we may be seeing
Game. Last I saw, closer to midnight. But, yeah, still,
and
the likelihood is very strong.
It looks like it tapers off by noon, so a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox.
1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow should be spectacular. I'm anticipating, 70, 71, 2, 3 degrees, somewhere along in there for kickoff time. Benedictine football tomorrow at Wilcox Stadium with Grandview. Here on Care Radio beginning at 12:30 with a pregame show. Right now, though, the business at hand, the Atchison Phoenix offense. Hand off right side, bouncing out, looking for an edge. Just never going to find it. Finally, doing the right thing. Damian Owens just slides down. And then he might have lost his footing a little bit. And we're going to take a little time out. Yeah. Joseph, you've been a real sport about this. We're gonna impose on you one more time. 10 minutes to go in the game. Timeout. It is Lafayette 50, Atchison 21.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a chance online to take a test drive. Peru State College,
check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, 50 to 21. The visitors from right up the road up here, St. Joe, Missouri, the Lafayette Fighting Irish are in front of Atchison. Redmond got scoring so well early in the game, and then it just dried up.
Yeah, they were going punch for punch with Lafayette in the early going, and then once we got out of the first quarter, the scoring kind of dried up. Atchison, here we are at 9 left in the ballgame. Atchison hasn't scored since 2 seconds left in the first quarter.
Back again, it comes to the quarterback, who's Trey Carter in the Wildcat. He throws it deep down the right side, but out throws his receiver, Aiden Battle. It's incomplete. And for AHS, a fourth down and double digits is going to bring on the punting unit again. But now with only 9 minutes to play and trailing by some 39.
But the question now is for Lafayette. The one thing we have not seen them do today is really run the ball with much effectiveness. So do they have that? Is that part of their game? Can they eat out a clock to finish out a game? Cohen would have that thing in his little cage. The snap is back in Battle with a high spiraling punt. Bounds at the 43 and going to roll out somewhere around the 31-yard line. So give him about 12 yards. They're going to mark at 32. So give him 11 yards on the roll right there.
Aiden does such a great job, not only with getting the kick away, but he gets positive, so much positive yardage on the roll.
Yeah, rarely is that ball going to hit and take a bad bounce on him. So just under 9 minutes to play, it'll be Lafayette football at their own 32-yard line, leading Atchison Phoenix 50 to 21.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Hi, this is Todd Gigstad from Exchange Bank. You know, a good banking relationship is built on trust. It's a valuable asset. We offer you quality financial service and common sense advice. We're here to help you reach your goals. When you need a banking partner you can trust, you can count on us. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back, and Lafayette with the football, with the lead. Markers are down. The pass batted away. That was a nice, nice defensive play by Jaden Carter. Reached up, got a handle of the ball, slapped it down. But let's see what that marker's about in the Lafayette backfield.
This is going to call a hold against Lafayette.
8 minutes to play. Got other scores going on. Did I hear where there was another change in the score down at Guy Galley Field?
Possible. I have not heard that yet.
I'm hearing those rumbles. Maybe that cheering coming from across town.
With 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Holton leads Nemaha Central 22 to 21. The 1 point game.
Wow. This penalty is going to be assessed all the way down to the Lafayette 23-yard line. That's going to leave the Irish looking at a second down at about 19 or so.
Troy 12, Hiawatha 3 right now in the fourth quarter.
Beloit, who picked up that game with Marysville late, leads Marysville 24-12.
Here's a run into the left side for the Fighting Irish. It is good for only a couple of yards as running back has his pegs taken out from under him, flipped in the air, and Caden Leipold will he'll get the ball back up to around the 25. So it's third down, 17, Lafayette. Time the issue now. 7.5 minutes left in the game. Atchison sticks with the 34 defense. Two corners wide out, two safeties back. Motion will come short side. Quarterback is back. Looking now, throwing, and he just kind of throws it out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. I don't know if someone had run a wrong route or stopped on the route or if he was just dumping it off. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that ball was just kind of thrown into the middle of nothingness. So, incomplete pass. Stops clock with 7:11.
There you go. Somebody lucky for Lafayette is they have really battled through some issues early in the game. You can't make a mistake much more quickly in a game than Lafayette made one in this one tonight, and yet they were able to persevere through the evening on the road. Atchison had sent a kick return man out there, and now I'm not sure what they're going to do. Is Lafayette on a fourth down and 17 will kick it away. That is straight up and very short. But it takes a huge, huge Irish bounce inside the 45, and Phoenix is going to have a first and 10 of their own 43-yard line. 7 minutes left in the game. Here comes the Atchison offense. And waiting to see who's going to come out of the field to run the ball club.
Looks like if he can find the huddle,
there we go.
It's going to be Trey Carter.
He was starting to the middle, and now he's going to veer over and get over with his group. Trey Carter's run this club for, the bulk of the second half, probably?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of at that point where I think if you break down the snap count, you're going to be 60-40, closer to 50-50 by now.
Parsons is wide left. That is short side. Motion short side. The jet sweep. No, it's going to be faked and handed off. Running back. Power run. Jesse Greenlee. Up to the 50, a great 8-yard carry by Jesse.
So Jesse Greenlee, much like he started the second half with a nice power run, and that very first possession of the second half was one where Atchison just walked down the field and did so good and then ended up fumbling it. That time, a nice run on first down. Net him about, let's call it 8 yards, second and 2 right now.
Trey Carter stays in at the QB spot. Hands off, straight ahead, just straight ahead running Jesse Greenlee. That is where Jesse's really shined tonight. Is, you know, don't get too fancy. Don't try to do, you know, extra stuff. Run toward the goal line. He does that.
Well, and I think for Coach Smith, this very first game is going to be one of those things where you're putting pieces in, you're looking at two-a-days, you're trying to figure out what kind of an offense you are. I'm going to tell you, next week when we go over to Topeka or with the Atchison Phoenix, they'll take on, Highland Park?
Yeah, the Scotties.
Yeah, from Hummer Sports Complex. I think we're going to see Atchison start to focus on what kind of team they are, and I think it's going to be a team centered around Jesse Greenlee running the football.
Jesse carries again and moves forward. Still picking up another 3 or 4 yards as we're down to 5.5 minutes left. 50-21, Lafayette out front here this evening.
Dykes.
It's a happy, happy place. Third down. Did you send him the picture I forwarded you?
I did.
I thought he would like that.
It's a great picture.
Play coming in from the near side. Yeah. Trey Carter. I'll get you another one.
So Trey Carter is going to quarterback this offense. He's going to have a running back straight behind him, running back offset to the right. the long count on second and nine. He's going to take the snap, drop back, and as he goes to throw the football, it just shoots out of his hands. He'll cover up his fumble, and it will be marked down just shy of midfield. They're going to put this thing down at the 48. 4:44 left here this evening. You know what? The fans may have thinned out a little bit, but it's really a nice crowd tonight. And hey, what if you like football, if you're just like getting out and enjoying a very pleasant evening, it's a good place to be here tonight. I think I detect a few smokers out in the parking lot. Probably got a few of the final burgers on out there. Trey goes back, and he's going to be hit and bowled over at the 40-yard line, and it's going to be the loss of about 15, 16 yards as we go inside 4 minutes to play.
Yeah, and so Atchison going to bring out their punt unit, and it'll be Aiden Battle on a fourth and, 23, 5? So,
Lafayette fans are moving out in large numbers now as they're packing up and heading to the exits. Yeah, fourth down and
got a new return man out there for Lafayette. This time it's going to be Xander Mace.
Snap rolls back to Battle, and he's able to hurry up and kind of kick it off the side of his leg, and still got some good mileage out of that thing. Goes inside the 25-yard line down to the 23. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go with the ball. Game 50-21. Lafayette leads the Atchison Phoenix here in Atchison, Kansas this evening.
You got to think for Lafayette, it'll be interesting to see if we're going to find like Kingston Oliver back in the ballgame. I would think that a lot of those guys are going to call it an evening.
Here's if you're one of those sophomores or something over there, and you start walking up and get standing really close to the coach.
Yeah, so Sanders, it looks like he's going to stay in as the quarterback, but about everything else is going to change. Going to have a new little receiver over here, Malik. And now they're going to run in a very small little receiver over there.
15.
Ty Nance, a sophomore. What's Ty going? 5'4", a buck and a quarter?
Maybe. Yeah, 5'3", 110.
Yeah.
No, serious.
I'm right there with you. And
I got a feeling that he could scoot right down the field too.
His uniform's so big, the officials are trying to get him to tuck some more of that jersey in.
First and 10, Lafayette. Straight ahead running and no gain on the play. Second down 10.
That time running the football for Lafayette. Now into the ball game. It's going to be number 32, Gabe Sisk. Gabe, a freshman running back for Lafayette.
You got to understand that receiver out there. He's got a 26-inch waist.
Maybe.
You know? So, yeah, there's no room. My point being, there's no room to tuck that jersey inside those football pants.
Sophomore Drake Lawson will check in as a wide receiver for Lafayette. And right now they are taking plenty of time waiting for that clock to tick down. And I think this is some of the reason you kept your senior quarterback, Jaron Sanders, in there, because he is waiting for the officials to start counting it down.
QB will hand off. No, he'll keep it. I'm surprised at that. Runs and then gives himself up. Little first slide, picking up 5 yards.
So now it'll bring up a third down for Lafayette. We're at 2:10 left here in the ballgame. It'll be a third and 5 for the Lafayette offense.
Deacon Stout comes in. Caden Forbes comes in for Atchison. Let's see, I'm picking up some of the names of the guys who are out there.
Miles Greenlee.
Miles is in the game now. So we got some new guys.
Adam Moulton is going to be your cornerback over here on the near side.
Third down 5. Inside 2 minutes now. Hand off the jet sweep, works its way to the left side. Now very smartly staying in bounds, Jared Crabb with the carry to the left side. But he could have run and gone out of play, but thanking him as everybody here tonight for staying on the field of play. Clock's at 1:20. So
So, yeah, looking out there, it's always good to see some of the young guys get a minute, you know. They've been practicing hard, working hard.
That Lance Norris is going to be out there as a safety position. Lance is sophomore for Morehome Academy. Or for, yes, the Phoenix. I'm thinking of this Morehome Academy game going over there.
Making me feel better. Fourth down. The snap is high. The punt, though, has gotten away. It is, again, quite short. But, again, we'll take a nice Lafayette bounce down to the 40-yard line. So Atchison with 52 seconds left, 60 yards away from Pater.
If I was one of those upbacks, I would have tried to pick that thing up. Right? You got nothing to lose at this point. Like, show coach I can do this.
And let's see who comes out.
Looks like it's going to be Trey. He's right next to head coach Jim Finn.
Oh, 52 seconds to be exact.
Leaning out back, there is still lights on Guy Gallup Field.
Yeah, they're always on for a while after the game. There's a certain amount of chatting and camaraderie that go on post-game. Ethan Mathias has just checked in.
Also coming in, Jeremiah Kelly for the Phoenix.
Here comes Atchison. Trey Carter. Couple of backs in the backfield with him. The handoff will go to his running back, who has stood up at the line of scrimmage, and forward progress is going to be stopped after very little. Jesse Greenley still in there. Atchison must snap the ball one more time. They could hurry and maybe get a couple of snaps off should they elect to do that. 25 seconds to go. They'll run up over it, and again, it'll be Aiden to the right side. I'm going to put Jared over here to the left side. Trey turns around and has a word with Jesse. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, just gets it off in time. He rolls right, throws right. It's going to be caught at the knees. The tackle is going to be made across the way, and that's going to do it. Final score here this evening. Lafayette 50, the Atchison Phoenix 21, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the game has started off with a lot of offense and a lot of back and forth. In the second half, kind of settled in, and when it was said and done, the visitors from Lafayette scored the, well, like last six scores of the ball game to win it here tonight.
Lafayette, would you call that like Northwest St. Joseph?
I would call it North Central St. Yeah. Joseph, at least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just, cause Central is Central, and Bend is the South.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyway. Yeah.
Right up by the old, what they used to call the streetcar barns. Up there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
flew over the top.
I understand.
You talk about how this game started. I mean, Atchison was able to quickly turn Lafayette over on the opening kickoff. They were able to get a fumble. A few plays later, we go in on a 3-yard Jesse Greenley touchdown. But then it was fireworks for this offense out of St. Joe, as Lafayette scored on an 80-yard touchdown pass and a 3-yard run. Then Atchison turns around and Damon Owens gets an 85-yard touchdown run. It was a 58-yard pass to Kingston Oliver, and then with 2 seconds left in the first quarter, Jeter Purdy
would score for Atchison, giving them the lead at 21-18. Atchison wouldn't score the rest of the evening. And after that, it was touchdowns of 60 yards, 75 yards, 46, a 2-yard pass, and a 5-yard pass. And in the second half, it was all Lafayette, as Lafayette comes away with a 50-21 victory tonight. And for the Irish, they are going to go to 2-0. For Atchison, though, you get that first game out of the way, you find out a lot about your team. You do lose, but next week you're going to go over to Topeka and take on a Highland Park team who, you know, trying to bounce back and trying to get on the right foot. And for Atchison, I think maybe started to answer some questions tonight. I think started to figure out some things that are going to work for this offense going forward.
Coach Smith is out there telling his guys, you know what, you did some great things tonight. This Lafayette team is really good. But what you got to remember is don't get hung up on the outcome of tonight's game because, number one, it's not a conference game. Two, it's not even an in-state game. This game really, you know, has minimal impact on the big picture for the season for this AHS team.
Yeah, you know, and kind of nice to play a really good team in your first game because you're going to gauge a lot and learn a lot about your team. This is an Atchison team that I think is going to be all right. They have a lot of upperclassmen. They're going to bounce back okay. I mean, you look at that front line. It goes senior, junior, senior, senior, senior. So you go, what, four of your front five are seniors for this Atchison offensive line. So I think that we're going to see heavy doses of Jesse Greenlee next week, and I think for Atchison, they're going to be okay this year.
No question about it, and we're going to be okay tomorrow because we've got a great football game coming your way from Wilcox Stadium. The Benedictine Ravens hosting Grandview. You're going to hear it here on K Radio with a pregame at about 12:30 and the kickoff on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Till then, thanks very much to our producer-engineer, Joseph, back at a K Radio Sports Studio. For Gus Kautz, to my left, Tom Kautz, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, K Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.